Still hasn't had a chance to do it in a long time.
I know.
I mean, call a race on the air. Bernie's Melody with Benny Green. Do you know his name is Benny Greenstein?
Mm-mm.
And he changed it to Benny Green for racing porpoises.
Hmm.
And, of course, racing porpoises is kind of difficult because it's hard to see them under the water. And in the ninth race, I'm picking, how could you go wrong with this, doing this show?
Yeah.
Ask Me a Question with Julio Pazua. I just love that name, boy. Ask Me a Question.
That would be a good name for this show.
Yeah.
Ask Me Anything.
Oh, look at that. Harry Trotsik trains that horse. So he's got a shot. He's 4-1 in the morning line, and that's it. So anyway, what was I saying about horses? Boy, you ask him anything. You're supposed to be keeping track. I got side railed there because I gave our picks. But what led me into it, I said something about horses. Well, let's see. We
Greenstein.
Were talking about management, and then I said horses and horses' asses, and it all kind of fit together in there.
So I want to apologize to Dennis, who called me from Hot 105 this morning.
Is that Dennis the Menace?
I guess. And
Dennis Reese?
I told Sandy, put it through to Gary Bruce's office. I went back there and waited 5 minutes. Nothing happened.
I don't see a lot of calls on the board yet,
by the way.
This is ratings day.
Okay? Sorry.
So if you have anything you want to get in here, you better do it now, because once we get into those numbers, you know that it's adios. The only people that care are the ones in the business. Is why, well, Johnny Dark is here today, too, okay?
It's like you said.
A celebrity guest in the studio, Johnny Dark. Now, I want to make it clear, not to Johnny Dark from WMCA or WBAL, but to Johnny Dark from WNBC.
There's a new movie in town. Johnny Dark's in it.
And WRKO.
That Linda Blair movie? I have to look in the paper, see the name of it, and Johnny Dark.
Linda Blair always said, that Johnny Dark just turns my head around.
Linda Blair movie. New Linda Blair movie.
The Exorcist.
No, I can't think of the name of it. Can you imagine a couple sitting at home and the guy says to his wife, honey, let's go see the new Linda Blair movie.
Anyway,
no?
All depending on what transpires today. I just mentioned this because once we get into those ratings, the show goes to hell in a handbasket. But all depending on what transpires today, tomorrow I may have a show that'll make, remember last Thursday?
Oh.
With the memo? It'll make that pale into insignificance because there are things going on. That are so, I told you some of it coming to work before the phone crapped out.
Yeah.
Just mind-boggling things, okay? Shocking things.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get into any of it today, but tomorrow we may have a real barn burner for you on this show. Now, speaking of barn burners, I want to go by, we have some memos from the past here at WWE. By the way, topic on the Steve Cain Show today, sex surrogates, therapists, or prostitutes.
Ooh.
Whores, I think, would be more right down to earth, wouldn't it?
Huh.
Marilyn Volcker. Now, Marilyn Volcker, it seems to me, is one of those feminist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That name rings several bells. No, Marilyn Volcker's like from the, what the hell is that group?
Yeah, I ain't good.
No, seriously, Marilyn Volcker is like for, what's the AIDS group in Broward County? I can't think of anything today.
Me
That's
either.
That's Marilyn Volcker. She's with that. What does that have to do with sex surrogacy? Oh, well, it all, I guess, kind of ties in. And the Reverend Rick Patterson, who, of course, is vehemently anti-sex or anything that has to do. I'll be honest with you. They use a piano in his church. He's so anti-organ that it just, I don't know. That's just a little play on words there, okay? And look at Henry. Henry's saying, gee, Dad, it was a Wurlitzer. Uh-huh. I heard about that zipping and flipping and all that other stuff that was going on. I'll tell you, hang around with Grandma Boone long enough, and God only knows what you'll show to the world. Anyway, the Bill McQuaid Show, this is September 3rd, 1987. These are guest listings from the past to WIOD. All right, let me do this, okay? No, seriously, we've got three people on there. Get them off. I want to see from all the people in the audience that don't want to hear about the ratings today. They're sick and tired of us wasting an entire show. Get them off of there now, Nick. Cut it out. I want to see from everybody, let's see, if Joe on the phone. We don't usually do this because this audience is not like the Wins and Zeta audiences. They used to respond within seconds.
Numbers with decimal points is what we're talking about here, kids.
4, 5, 5, the Broward line, 6, 7.
Look at the date. Look at the Palm Beach lines.
7.
They're flashing.
There's still there you go, 8. Now, that took quite a while, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, all you pain-in-the-ass people that want to interfere with the show. All right. Now, all those people that want to hear the ratings immediately that are sitting on the edges of their seats, now is the time for you people to call in. Let's. There are two. Yeah. Whoa.
There goes Palm Beach.
3.
Oh, boy.
I wonder who that is in Boca. That must be SBR. Huh?
Oh, there goes Palm Beach.
There goes one in Broward. 5.
It's about even.
6, 7. One more to go in bracket 8.
There
well,
it is.
It was
like
about
even.
A tie, wasn't
yeah.
it? They both suck. All right, now... Okay, now those of you who really don't give a good flying leap either way, okay, who just want to mind your own business and let us do whatever we want to do, okay? Let's see those. There's 5.
That was a winner.
Huh? 6.
Yeah, there it is. Do whatever the hell you
want.
Well,
Palm Beach doesn't want us to do what we want to do because they, 7, they got a mind of their own up there. 7.
All but Boca.
All but, no, Palm Beach.
Oh, all but Palm
is
Beach.
Not lit. Well, that's because everybody at J&O wants to.
There it is.
8. That was a little quicker than the other. Still not great.
No.
All right, let's one more category. Now, seriously, one more category. Now, those of you out there who don't really care about any of it one way or the other, okay, who are totally indifferent and don't give a damn about anything, all right, let's see those people. No, seriously, let's see a little show on the phone of those people who just don't give a damn, all right, about anything. Oh, that's good. There's 3, 5, 6.
South Florida.
6.
It's South Florida.
All right, we still got a date in Broward to go. There's 6. This
oh,
7.
They'll be pulling the second.
1 in Dade.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting. I think there might be somebody on there. I think the light's not flashing. Yeah, there's somebody on there.
Oh,
all
yeah.
lit. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I proved my point, okay? It's 10:13, and you people don't give a good goddamn about anything, okay? And that's the way we like it. Oh, God. Okay, the Melting Pot has got a new location. In fact, Friday night, I'm going to be there again down in, over on South Beach,
what
no less.
What a surprise.
Are you shocked to hear about this? At 1450 Collins Avenue at the Rhythm Club on Miami Beach. Now, the Rhythm Club is a rhythm and blues nightclub with live entertainment, and you can enjoy that delicious orgasmic fondue that you enjoyed at the other South Florida Melting Pot locations right there on South Beach, no less. And we're going to be there. I don't know what time yet, though. It'd be nice if Lynn Friedass would, you know, get on top of this. Let me, I guess, but that's the way it goes. So anyway, it's 10:16 at WIOD, and here's some old memos. Well, they're
oh,
not memos. The
good.
Old talk schedule.
Yeah.
September 3rd, 1987. The Bill McQuaig. All right, wait a minute. I got one more here. Don't answer him, Nick. All right, everybody who'd like Bill McQuaig to come back and do the show starting tomorrow from 10 to 2. Let's see you fakers on those phone lines right now. Come on. Get with it.
Look at that. Nothing.
Come on.
Now, does that tell
one,
you anything?
One, wait a minute, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 7. Palm Beach is out to lunch. They don't know Bill McQuaig from George
Don
Bush.
Ryan.
There's 8. Now, that was faster than the earlier response, okay? All right. Well, let's give everybody a chance here, Dave, while we're stalling for those numbers. Everybody, now, come on now. 2 more for Bill McQuaig. Boy, he must have had a big family moving from Texas. One more there. Cut it out. That's enough. Oh, my God. And just an incredible response. That must be the old Bill Smith audience going nuts.
Yeah.
All right. There's one more flashing in. Look at that. 2 more. We can't stop them. We
it's
can't
like
turn it off.
Ants.
Here's another one. Yeah. It's like killing ants at a picnic. And I got news for you. Working here is no picnic, okay?
Keep
all right.
Popping up.
All right, we got them finally cleared. Are they clear now? Wait just a second. No, here's another one.
Another
ant. Squash it. Okay. All right, now everybody who'd like to see Paul Lyle come back tomorrow and do 10 to 2 on a permanent basis at WIOD. 3, 4.
Oh, yeah. Well, big 4. Following.
Wait till I read some of these guests. They may change their mind. 5, 6. 6. So I guess the verdict is for Bill McQuaig. 7. Not too fast. The Bill McQuaig Show, 10 to noon, proposed budget cuts for Dade County could mean no lifeguards on some of South Florida's beaches. County commissioners are meeting today in this proposal. Joining Bill this morning in the studio, lifeguards Lieutenants Marshall Hale and Dave Battenfield. A good and timely booking, it says.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it says. That's like radio at its best.
Yeah,
shine. Or a shining hour.
Yeah, no question.
Somebody ought to shine his head. Oh, that's our program director, of course, from Louisville, our 6-year-old program director. 12:30 to 1, Bill McQuaig, Dade County Manager Sergio Parreira, talks about the papal visit and the monumental effort underway to coordinate the events surrounding it. Yeah, because they had such big crowds, remember? They couldn't get anybody to show up. Also, feedback from Sergio on the lifeguard. Now, isn't this interesting how they got into a bilingual thing here? It was supposed to be dilemma, but they spelled it D-E-L-I-M-A, dilemma. As in kind of like a little Hispanic interpretation there, dilemma. We might use that word now. I think I might replace like ponderous or something, and then Lee can start using it. Do you have a little dilemma today? Dilemma, I like that. That's kind of like Spanglish, isn't it?
Yeah.
And all our friends south of the city of Miami, I guess. South of North Miami.
Mm.
South of the Broward Line.
Oh, God.
Can use that dilemma. Sharon looks like she has a little dilemma today herself. Do you have a dilemma? And then from 1 to 2, well, maybe we can get somebody to cut it off for you, Sharon. Hear the confessions of a nun this afternoon. Now, this, don't forget, is September 3rd. This is not a promo for today, although it might be, it might have its moments. Confessions of a Nun on the Bill McQuigg Show, no less, from Elizabeth Lupton.
Mm.
Her stories of lesbianism within the convent will shock you. A nun no more. Elizabeth comes clean. That's what it says on the Bill McQuigg Show right here.
How do they spell that?
On WIOD News Talk Radio 610. Isn't that something? What a, you didn't write this. You weren't here then, right? What a pornographic thing this is. And it says, Elizabeth ain't getting none. Something like that. The Steve Kane Show now. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this is the...
Oh, God.
This is the ultimate. 2 to 6 p.m., September 3rd, 1987. Michael DeSisto of the DeSisto School joins Steve in the studio to talk about positive discipline at his unique learning institution. Now, we just happened... And these just were in my box, so don't blame me. Talk show schedule for Thursday, February 25th, 1988. The Paul Lyle Show, 10 to noon. Do we have the right to die? And I couldn't think of a better show to be asking the question on, right? The use of euthanasia for mercy killings is always a hot topic, it says. Who used to write these sheets, man? Somebody really just getting carried away. And today on the Paul Lyle Show, Dr. Reed Richter and attorney Bob Brake. Oh, my God. Join him in the studio to debate the concept.
Wow.
And then the Steve Kane Show on this date, February 25th, 1988, 2 to 6. Want your child to become a super kid? Listen this afternoon to Steve Kane as parenting expert Michael DeSisto drops by, I like that, very informal, to talk discipline and how much you should dole out to your child. Oh, Doug Young wrote this, huh?
Yeah.
You know,
like
Doug
it.
Young called me the other day? Off the air, and he was going on at great length about how Lee is not stealing from me. And I said, boy, you're in a dream world, Doug. Get a life, you know?
And he's a big Neely.
Oh,
he's
absolutely.
Listening right
he
now.
Was tinkling all over the phone. In fact, they had to put the phone in formaldehyde. No, seriously, that's not a joke. Wait a minute. Hot 105 jock Dennis Reese says, where is he? Is he on a hotline? Dennis!
Here I am.
Boy, you can't wait for those numbers, can you?
Well, I tell you what, it was like, first off, the receptionist or the people you have. Yeah, you do have too many people working at your station.
Yeah, I can think of about a dozen right now.
It took me about six people to get to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told her where to put it.
Well,
when
you're a pretty impotent
Dennis.
Guy, it's not always easy to get through, Dennis.
Would you come over and just hit her in the mouth as hard as you can, Dennis?
And then hit your wife in the mouth for me one time, okay?
I'll tell you what, both those are okay. Mm-hmm. But listen, I got a great, now the ratings are obviously, you know, I think we're all ready for those, but the hot rumor is about I-95 coming back.
I-95? Well, I'll have to get you over there. Wait a minute.
It's the truth. They have a brand new program director. He's been hired from Chicago.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute,
Dennis. Just a second.
You thought ratings were important.
Wait a minute.
What the hell with these?
Okay, just a second.
Hold on, Dennis. This is
a dumb roll, okay?
Astounding.
Didn't I tell you that the days were...
What a day.
The days were numbered?
They have a new...
All right, just a second. Here we go.
This can't be.
Woo! Here we go.
Now it's going to be the all-military disco morning show. The BGs come back and they're back and they're stronger than ever.
Oh,
actually,
my
what
God.
It's supposedly going to be a all-dance urban format. No disc jockeys, kind of like just having board out.
No disc jockeys.
They're going to do non-stop mixing during the midday.
Yeah.
So you know all those Hispanics are just going to be tuning out of you now, Neil.
Yeah.
Well, what
that's
happened?
The end of us, I guess. That's the death knell.
Dennis, what happened to Rose?
I'm sure that they're going to probably, like, ease these people out, but if they haven't heard yet, they're, like, the stupidest.
Yeah, that's the old radio slogan. When in doubt, ease them out.
Yeah.
No gonzer?
So that's...
No gonzer? How the heck can this community go on without all those cute little ad libs, huh?
Well, I guess they're just going to go, like, full board ops or whatever. Maybe they'll all be offered a chance to stay for $5 an hour.
Yeah, but are they going to bring you over to record I-95? Because nobody said it like you did, boy.
Well, you know what?
Maybe Willie B.
And Willie B. And Earl the Pearl.
Earl. Well, Earl.
Earl the Squirrel, yeah.
You know.
Earl the Squirrel was my favorite.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny because, you know, could you think of anybody to do I-95 but Keith Isley? This is hysterical.
Yeah.
We call him the I-Man.
Maybe. Wait a minute. The rumor has it that Kyle Isley is the one that started it. His brother stole the format.
Yes, but as long as he gets to play all the old records that I-95 used to play.
Exactly. Well, you know Kyle's a ball of fire.
Yeah. Well,
kind of like Keith, yeah.
It's funny because we were sitting there thinking of, like, God, we gotta get somebody to confirm this. I looked at Keith, I go, Keith, your brother works at the station. He forgot about his brother.
Yeah. Well, that's easy to do. Well, listen, you guys are really doing...
Be nice.
You guys are really doing it over there. Tell Keith he's a genius in his own mind. And you're really doing it.
No, he's a super guy.
Everybody he is. No, listen, he's a great guy. He just works strange hours, that's all.
No, only getting better. We're getting out. He is buying Heat season tickets.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, he ought to turn that team around. If anybody can do it.
Well, if anybody can do it, Keith will definitely do it.
Well, listen, if you can turn that station around, he can probably do that, too. Well, listen, we're waiting with bated breath. We'll give you, I guess he gives you the numbers, right?
Yeah, well, I'm heading in right now to find out.
I'll bet. So, okay.
But listen, I just wanted to tell you, I'll see you later, guys.
Thanks for the info.
Okay, man.
Bye.
Boy,
wow.
I'm glad he got through.
Wow.
Good. Look, can I do one?
What?
I-95.
Come on, okay, does all you kids out there would like to be disc jerkies, call up Rose Folger now.
Rose?
And just, because all you got to do, don't have to say anything else. I-95.
That's all they
say. In fact, if you want practice, go out on the highway and just read the signs over and over again. And it's great. And then they could get Ron St. John over there. They could change your call letters, W-A-1-A, or music would. Huh? That'll be next.
I-95.
So Dennis Reese with some shocking news on ratings day here at WNN. Now, you notice nothing. They're not interested in the least bit. We got the most indifferent audience. Anyway, that's because all the people who are listening are in the business. They don't want to hear their voices recognized.
Right.
Okay, it's 10:25 at WIOD. We'll be right back. Will live in infamy in the annals of South Florida broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen. Shocking. Can you believe that? And you always hear these stories
95.
First.
95.
Yep.
I-95.
Wow. Wow is right.
Yeah.
Boy.
Now, as soon as we can get a station that'll adopt the Palmetto format, see, if you have a format that's named after a highway, like A1A, I-95, the Dolphin format.
Yeah.
Then you can have football and music.
Well, we're kind of doing that now. Kind of the
semi. No, we just have the football.
Dolphin.
We don't have the music. Well...
I-95.
This is probably the music you'll be hearing. Now, what is that from New York? What is that? Wait a minute.
Oh, jeez.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
How you doing, Neil?
Who's this?
This is Dave. I'm down here from New York. I work for your former network.
Really?
Yeah.
Good,
I called
good
you
day?
Last year. You were at the other station still then, and we got into some sort of argument on the air.
We did?
We did.
About what? About Paul Harvey being a douchebag?
About Bon Jovi's real name, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, something really heavy-duty like that.
Critical.
Yeah, we get uptight about that stuff
crucial.
Down here.
Crucial.
So I'm calling to find out when the hell are you going to start reading the ratings already?
Well, they aren't in yet, okay?
What time?
See, here's another one of these pushy New Yorkers. Well, they're coming. When they come in, like any...
I have a nose for news.
Any
when
minute.
When you read the ratings already.
At least I came to the right place. I was told...
You guys should hire Barbara Streisand to be on with Tom, with the... What's his name? Peter Jennings, so she's got a nose for news, too.
Is it okay if we wait till they come over the machine?
No, he wants them now.
I was told that you were the very first to get them.
We are. We put them on the air immediately. Well, what's your vested interest in this? You want to hear those Paul Harvey numbers on WOLD?
W-O-L-D? Is that our new affiliate?
W-N-W-S used to be the callers. We call them W-O-L-D because their audience is all over 100. The only station in America where when you turn it on, pollen comes fizzing through the radio. You're not listening to a word that I'm saying.
Good.
I'm listening.
I like
to
not
No wonder I hung up on you last year, okay? You're another one of those pushy New York douchebags. So you don't work for ABC anymore, huh?
No, I still do.
You still work for them. That figures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, it's too bad we don't have Paul Harvey anymore, but we don't have any more listeners over the age of 100, so we can't use him here.
I see. Okay, Neil, I'm waiting with bated breath.
As soon as we get him out, you'll be the first one to know, okay?
Excellent.
But you didn't answer my question. What's your scam in all of this? What are you looking for? Because then we get...
I'm a radio junkie.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sounded like you had a little problem. Okay, listen, it's great hearing...
Thanks a lot.
It's great hearing from you again. Give my best to all those fakers up there at ABC, okay?
Goodbye.
Tell them we love their shows. Okay.
Pushy New Yorkers.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And he interrupted this?
Yeah. And he didn't give a damn.
So we got the Dolphins and music, ladies and gentlemen, on your Dolphin Expressway station for the 80s, WIOD. In fact, we got a big billboard. It says, pick up Mike, what's his name? Ranieri. See, I'm getting so shocked from that guy from ABC. Pick up Mike Ranieri on the Dolphin Expressway with his thumb out, you know? We ripped that off from Dick Burton. Anyway, it's 10:31 at WIOD. The phones are sizzling. We got at least 3 calls on there already. They don't care about any of this. They've all tuned Sandy in already because they know we're going to do ratings, and they're bored crapless with that. They don't want to hear it.
She's got the bilingual proctologist on
today. Oh, yeah. Well, our audience can relate to that, okay?
Yeah. You know what he does, right?
Yes. We got a lot of people in our audience who can be an asshole in either language, so it kind of fits right in. Anyway, it's 10:31 at WYOD, and let's give those numbers out. Let's see some life on his phone, for crying out loud. It's ratings day. Jeez, these are the things that we strive for in this business. They keep calling in. I keep hanging up on them. I don't know why you're putting them on hold, but it gives you something to do, Nick, okay? He's got this extra hour. A Miami mayoral candidate. Well, we just hung up on him, and we hung up on the one in Hollywood.
Mayoral? Candidate.
Yeah. What is that all about?
Oh, God, you hung
tell
up on
him. Tell him to call us, Sandy. We don't talk to mayoral candidates on this show, okay? We're not
interested. Steve Clark, is it?
No, this is Miami.
Oh.
Metro.
Oh, Metro.
State,
okay.
How long have you lived here that you know nothing about
he's
anything?
He's the mayor of Miami,
isn't he? He's not the mayor of Miami. He's the mayor of Dade County. Oh, Metro geez. Dade.
I get so confused. With
although
that.
In his case, does it make any difference?
Exactly.
Because where there's no sense, there's no feeling.
Right.
Anyway, our topic today on the Paul Lyle Show, do we have the right to die? That's what Dennis Collins is going to be asking after the book comes out over at WOLD. How you doing, Dennis? I hate to break the news for you, but I'm not going to Laredo, Texas, Dennis. Not this week, okay? Boy, it's shocking, isn't it? What goes on in this market, all these subterfuge and all these wild stories. So I guess Tanner over there and Cox, I bet you we don't hear from Cox today.
Mm-mm.
I got my fingers crossed and my toes even when I said that. But they're going to be really nervous Nellies over there, aren't they? Because not only is Hot 105 kicking the crap out of them, but now they're going to have I-95. God only knows if they'll even get out of bed tomorrow.
Well, I think
separately or together.
I think Tanner can relate to this.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a feeling that there's probably... No, seriously, there's probably one of the local radio pundits in the market now who's been analyzing the whole thing before the first number comes off the computer. Like I said...
really? Yeah. Oh, you can do this.
Well, he's meditating right at the moment. Or something very close.
Who?
If we had a psychic doing the weather on his station and she gave the weather before the information came out, would that be a premature ejaculation? Anyway, it's 10:33 at WIOD. Let's give the numbers down because I see... We're going to stall for a little while. We have nothing yet. I thought Sharon would already be running up and down the hall, but probably our computer is on the blink again. Or one of our rocket scientists in programming doesn't know how to get it running again. Something like the last time. Remember when the last trend came out?
Yeah.
Now, see, today, for those of you novices out there, both of you in the audience who are not in the business, the trends that are like month to month, those are okay. But this is like the big deal, okay?
This is it.
Because four times a year, we have a book. In fact, you hear these pseudo-intellectuals who call in. These people like to sound like they're part of the... Oh, is the book coming in? You know, that kind of... The book. And anyway, the ratings book is like for January, February, and March. This is the winter book, which once upon a time, there wasn't any winter book in this market. Those were the good old days, okay? Well, we had two books a year. We'd have to go through this crap. But now they've decided for some reason that it's a major market. They didn't really decide that, but they decided they'd like to get the money for four books a year at Arbitron.
Oh, yeah.
So they soak the crap out of these poor bastards, and four times a year we have to go through this, okay?
Yeah,
which means 48 out of the 52 weeks we're in ratings.
Yeah.
So we don't really give a flying leap about them anyway, right? Just like over at Zeta, they didn't care. If you had good ratings, they didn't care. If you had bad ratings, they didn't care, which is why I-95 is coming back.
Boy, remember Zeta? Boy.
Which time? The first time or the last time?
Yeah, either time. Those were the days.
I-95. Oh, I can't. I'm going to be excited. Now, they're going to change the call letters back to INZFM.
Good question.
Let's take up an office pool. Are they going to change the call letters from Zeta back to INZFM when they go back to
probably.
I-95? You'd think so.
You know, they never changed them on the building. Remember? They always left
them. They had a little premonition.
They left them on the building. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No dummies.
Oh, boy. What was that word that we came up with? Oh, dilemma. Let's find out how they solve the Zeta dilemma a little later on in the show. Well, you'll hear it first here. You can go to the bank on that. Anyway, this Saturday, in fact, maybe even you,
I told you.
Okay.
I told you.
10:55. Well, he's carried away, okay? How did Waxy do, by the way? Did we give their number? I think they went up a little bit.
Yeah.
And, see, I'm going to try to keep these separate so we don't get all balled up like the last time. This is our, for In the Business show, we do this like once a month.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having a period, you know.
Yeah.
Waxy, 3-1 to a 3-9. What are a lot of people who are right now?
You bet.
Okay, here's our number, ladies and gentlemen. +12, 10-3. Well, see, we inherit the first hour of Steve's. And I shouldn't say that. Steve had his best book ever, I think.
Yeah.
Great book. We went, let's see, life was number one, as they always are. That's like elevator music with an 8-4, but they don't count. WIOD from a 4-6 to a 7-3. When we came here, it was a 3. Wow. It's a 7-3. Seven.
More than double.
Well, you knew it had to be in the sevens. Because Boom Boom was here that one. And Acume has risen like 35,000 people or 25,000 people, 185,000, which is about what it was at INZ when we were doing those giant numbers. 000. And the time spent listening is up to 7 hours a week.
Good Lord.
When we came here, it was like three.
Yeah.
7 hours a week, that's like an hour and a half a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monday through Friday.
More than Zeta.
Hot midday. We even beat Hot, which is shocking.
Good.
We had a 6-3.
We beat Earl the Pearl?
Magic had a 4-9 in midday. Waxy had a 4-4. GTR, 3-0 to a 4-1. Here are those vaunted 25 to 54 numbers, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go with another... See, we already had it. But it's shocking. Number one, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., WIOD with an 8-6 in 25 to 54. An unprecedented number in the annals of AM radio.
Yeah.
Since they had more than one station. I know, when we came here, in the summer was a 2-7, and the fall, which we were a little bit of, just a tiny bit of that, a 4-5, and now to an 8-6.
God.
25 to 54, okay?
But I don't know about your show, because you're eating on the air, and Tom Denneberg can't sell your show, and we don't know.
Yeah, get out of here, Henry. Flatten him up against the wall. He's got to do the news. God, air him out for a couple of minutes, will you? 25 to 54, an 8-6. Magic had an 8. Hot had a 6-8 midday. Waxy a 5-2.
You go try to get people to talk about your radio station after 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, well, we're trying right now. GTR, if he'd shut up. GTR 3-6 up to a 4-8 in midday. This is 25 to 54. Gloves 5-8 to a 4-8. Y100, 2-4 to a 3. Oh, we never gave the Y100 morning number, did we? Or yeah, I guess we did. They went down from a 4-something to a 4-something. About a half a point. What about midday for Gonzer, 25 to 54? I know
all
he had
right.
a giant book.
Well, he went through the roof on the trends.
Yeah, he went nuts, that Gonzer. Anyway, let's give Steve's number, because he did tremendous. If I can find the damn thing. Here it is. This is 12 plus, 3 to 7 p.m., Hot had a 9-1 in the afternoon. Can you believe that?
Dennis Reese.
12-plus, 9-1. Yeah. Even beat Life, who had a 7.
God.
Power had a 4-7. IOD a 4-7. Then Steve up from a 3-9 to a 4-7.
Great.
Okay? How do you like that?
Great.
If he continues doing those Eastern Airlines shows, God, if he continues ignoring Boy Gary, he can get over a 5, okay? I'm serious. Magic a 4-6, GTR a 4-5. Boy, no wonder they're going nuts here, man.
Yeah.
They're salivating in a hall. They're having a little orgy out there because both stations went through the roof here, okay?
Jumping up and down.
I mean, you know, GTR got a fluke and we went nuts. Waxy had a, Waxy had a 4-2. And you remember the last trend and Spike Wise was acting like a jackass?
Yeah,
and I said, if you look at the pattern, the first 2 months of every book, they go down, and then the third, they go through the roof. And sure enough, they came right. It's like a... pattern every book, okay? But he just gets so emotional and starts throwing those telephones through the wall and making holes in the wall. Now, look at this. 3 to 7 afternoon drive, 12 plus. Zeta, consistency is the mark of quality. They stayed at a 1-8.
Now, you guys are denying the rumors over there, but I just want to say they never changed the call letters on the building. Just remember that. Just keep that in mind.
I-95. We've turned the corner on I-95. And now we're on the turnpike. Headed out of town, like to Yeehaw Junction, they'd be big, wouldn't
it? That's a good idea.
Listen, they could have a station, seriously, at Yeehaw Junction for all the people on the turnpike.
Sure.
You know how, like, when you go through the tunnel, they got that station in Fort Lauderdale, and Disney's got his own station? They could have the Yeehaw Junction Turnpike station, okay? And sell to motorists, you know, like stop and get your gas and eat at Roy Rogers, stuff like that. Okay, that's going to do it. If you're bored by these numbers, boy, we got thousands more coming up. So just stick around. Stay glued to your seats. And have a nice day, Dennis, and all you other folks out there. We got Henry, who's just barely going to get through this newscast, I think. And we'll come back at 11:05.
Call 751-WIOD in Dade, 524-WIOD in Broward, or 655-278-WIOD in the Palm Beaches. Other areas may call collect. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610-WIOD.
And you know what they say about that guy?
He's an agent provocateur.
Okay, it's 11:05 at WIOD, and it's ratings day. This is the winner book, ladies and gentlemen, and all these numbers, they just keep coming out. It's like a never-ending nightmare, you know. It's like you just are lying there hoping to wake up someday and hoping all this stuff goes away. Although, you know, we continue doing well. We go up in every trend on every station.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go up in virtually every trend on Zeta.
There
was one month there was like a little, you know, glitch. But and here we've gone up in every trend. When we came here in 25 to 54, as they had in midday, and I know the audience doesn't care, but you know something? We don't care about you either. no, we don't. We don't care if they all drop dead. As long as somebody else comes along to replace them who's a little younger, because we want to have like 18 to 34s. Yeah, in summer of 88, 25 to 54, they had a 2.7. 2.7. Then in the fall, when we came over, but it was a 4.5, a little bit, it was a 4.5. Now it's an 8.6 in a winter break. See, this is like a little ego trip, because it doesn't mean anything, and the salespeople are still going to be dodo birds, and they'll still find new excuses like they always do.
Well, those numbers are a little bit too high. They got everybody scared now. Everybody's scared away. They just they don't know if they can handle it.
Oh, boy. So we're still waiting for the rest of the 25 to 54 so we can see what Steve did. Oh, let's see. Steve had a 4.7, but we didn't find out what Alice did. We didn't find out what Sandy did. We got so carried away basking in our own glory.
That, yeah, let's get to it now.
Okay, we
Come
did a 7.3 in midday. Now, where's Sandy?
Sandy.
Here's Sandy.
Oh,
not on page two.
Sandy.
Not on page two.
Remember when she used to get fives?
Sandy down from a 3.9 to a 3.2, tied for 14th.
Wow.
What odious station are they tied for? Oh, Y100.
Yeah.
In midday when all the kids are in school, that figures.
Uh-huh.
And Steve had a 4.7, and Alice in the afternoon, a WOLD in 12+, from a 3.7 to a 3.
Oh.
So Steve is like, I mean, Alice is hanging right on the edge there, falling into the twos. A 3.
Way down.
Woo!
Way down. Everybody over there. Remember Morning Drive? Morning Drive, it's way down. Midday,
now, look at Alice's
down.
Trending here. Summer a 4.4, fall a 3.7, and now down to a 3. And the frightening part of that is 2.9% of those people are brain dead. They're over the age of 150.
Oh, they're AKs.
Hello, Alice. I met you at the palace, Alice. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. Things are not good, as Shel Maimon used to say. Okay, 7 to midnight, 12 plus. Hot with a 12.3 at night.
Good
Look at that.
Lord.
That Keith Isley, man, he's turned those Crayolas
good
into weapons now.
Lord.
A tower with a 6.2. Y100 with a 4.8 at night. Life with a 4.7. By most of their people are asleep by that time. Winds with a 4.3 down from a 5.1. Of course, that's when Bruce Williams is on vacation, I guess. W Snooze, Wichner and Company from a 5 to a 4.0. I think that's their lowest nighttime number in ages. Well, most of Jer's people are 6 feet under now on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Gloves 94 at 2.9 at night. If Joe's listening over at Magic, 2.5 to a 3.2. Nice going, Joe. One
Excellent.
Of these days you'll get over a 3.5. IOD at night, 3.2 to a 2.4. See, that was the nighttime and the weekends. We do have that bumper sticker. It says the weekends are deadly on WIOD. And the nighttimes are just a little less deadly. Okay, but now that we got Boy Gary, we might get some of the big-name talent, like Boom Boom at night or something like that. A live, living, and breathing person, huh?
Well, almost.
From 7 to midnight. He'd be real good. Okay, let's do a little break here because it's early, but let's get it out of the way because I'm just so emotional. I'm just overwrought with emotion. Of course, there's almost no calls. There's 5 stinking calls because the audience doesn't care about this. But the one good thing we found at the beginning of the show, a little mini survey, they don't care about anything.
No.
So we don't take it personally because we just have an indifferent audience that doesn't really basically give a damn about anything.
We just do what we want.
Right?
Yeah. Just do whatever the hell
and
we want.
And you people
do.
Down in South Dade and Kendall and down in that area, remember we were talking about that one place, that great restaurant, which I don't want to, you know. Tremendous restaurant, and they did not get a little response, which is unusual for us because we do phenomenal for almost all our restaurants.
Yeah.
And I was asking you if anybody in South Dade still speaks English because it just really... Do we have any audience down there in South Dade?
Well, I told you...
I know we got a big audience at U of M.
Oh, yeah.
3.
Now, I'm very, very upset about a trend in South Dade. If I can just say
on your
second,
HBO?
They're running movies dubbed in Spanish occasionally on HBO, and I'm going to call store like today... And if this is going to continue, I'm dropping
Now, haven't
HBO.
You hassled those cable companies long enough?
No. I'm going to pick up Cinemax or something. But this is... It frosted my ass a little bit, you know? They were running Living Daylight yesterday, the James Bond movie, in Spanish. I mean, is this... What's going on here? Jeez Louise.
Esta es el show de la mañana con Leo Rogers. Esta es su cerebro.
Yeah.
¿Tienes preguntas?
He's an agent provocateur.
All right, it's 11 past 11 at WID. I want Fatherly to do that in Espanol, okay? We'll be right back. What's the Haka Chinik about his stinking VCR again and about, oh, come on.
Well, he just said Juan Cotto called.
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
We don't care.
I don't either.
That's your problem, okay? Do I come in on the air and bitch about my satellite and all that stuff? Seriously, I may have some shocking... I already got the information, but I may discuss it on the air tomorrow, all depending what goes on with our dilemma today. You know what I'm saying? We may have a story tomorrow that will make new hair grow on places in your body you haven't invented yet. Anyway, it's 11:14 at WID. It's our little rating celebration party here today, and I noticed that boy Gary even brought all kinds of stuff into the studio here. Messed it up pretty bad, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, we believe in a clean studio, Gary. Cleanliness comes first, okay? A clean body and a clean mind lead to clean numbers, okay? Like zeros. Now, if we missed some Zeta numbers here somewhere along the way,
yeah,
did
let's,
we...
get to this.
Now, Gonzer went from a 1.6 to a 1.7 in 12+. We want to give him all the... credit in the world, because I've always said he may not be good, but he's consistent.
Through the
consistently
roof.
Consistently at the bottom. What do they do at night? Because nighttime they've been struggling. That lady calls there once in a while. You're struggling. They turn the corner at night, ladies and gentlemen, from a 1.0 to a 1.3.
God.
So they've done it. But overall, oh, we have a news bulletin now. That's exciting. Probably about Zeta. 11:15 at WIOD.
Good morning, I'm Henry Couture.
I couldn't have said it better, okay? Anybody who's a wine connoisseur always is an Ojean provocateur. Anyway, it's 11:16 at WID. We got an open line in Broward. How can we have a couple open lines here, man? We're having like a little party, okay? And we don't want you to call in and tinkle all over us. Oh, congratulations, great number. But if you're like in a business and you're desperate and you wonder if you still got a job, we'll be happy to answer the number. Now, where are the 18 to 34 numbers? Are we going to have to go through that same crap again?
Oh, no.
And where are the rest of the 25 to 54s? Because I know Steve is just, like, hanging on the edge of his sofa by a baseball card. And I'm sure he wants to hear how he did 25 to 54, because that's where the big bucks are, okay? And all they gave us, now, I didn't mention this yet, WIOD tied for third overall the whole week, 25 to 54, up from a 4.7 to a 5.4. Did I mention that?
Mm-hmm.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'll mention it again.
Good.
3.3 in the summer, 4.7 in the fall, 5.4 overall. Tied for third, an AM station behind Hot and Magic.
God.
Tied with CMQ, which doesn't even count.
Nice company.
And ahead of Gloves.
Nice company.
And ahead of GTR, who had a 5. And ahead, oh, you're going to go nuts.
No.
IOD in 25 to 54 is beating out Waxy.
Morning show is the, hey, man, did you hear what Tanner did this morning? Or did you hear what Rick and Suds did? Or...
Well, evidently not. Wow. And where's the morning 25 to 54? See, we still got a lot of holes. I mean, it's nice they brought us in all these numbers, but where's the rest of them? It's just like last time. Remember when the trend came out?
Same thing.
Now, there's no excuses this time because everybody's excited. They're probably smashed on the floor and passed out in that computer room, okay, from the celebration. 8.6.
God. It's great.
Shocking. I don't know whether to scream or eat a banana, you know? I think we just ought to rest on our laurels now. See, that's what they'll start saying. Well, you know, Neil's gotten lazy now. They don't do any homework anymore. They don't come in and do anything creative. We haven't done anything creative in 2 years, okay? Because we were told don't do anything creative. Anytime we try to do something creative, we get in trouble, okay? So we just show up and act ignorant, and the audience relates to it. You know what kind of town this is? God, it goes to prove the dumber you are and the dumber you behave, the bigger the audience. That's America, right? Now, our show on transvestite pygmies begins at noon. Wow. Look at that. A 5-1 for WIOD. See, I told you. Didn't I say to you this morning? Johnny Dark was sitting here, and I said, we got to break a 5. There's no excuse. Mm-hmm. This station, even with the horrendous nighttime and weekends, which we don't want to talk about, once we get some of this stuff on the weekend out of the way, we get Meg back on, that'll sure up the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Like a dead weight. It's, Meg gets so upset. It's just a little joke. I mean, there's some truth in it, but it's just a little joke. It's 11:18 at WIOD. Don't you think somebody ought to send some food over or something? Because I'm not going to my mother's. I need to get my glasses, my lenses, my, frames fixed, because I sat on them.
We have to feed Johnny.
And they're hanging. We got to feed Johnny Dark, because he hasn't worked in years now.
Wasting away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't eaten, like I said, in at least 20 minutes. And we got to feed Johnny Dark when we have a radio celebrity, past or present. And usually it's past. We like to feed him. We didn't feed Boom Boom, though, you know?
You know,
that
made,
probably was the reason that show was a little flat.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure boy Gary will run
you
out.
You ripped him so bad that day. I can't. He'll never be forgiven. God will punish you. You'll be at the pearly gates. And he'll say, I'm sorry, but we're closing the gate for one phone call. You were a pretty decent guy. The rest of the time you stole some albums. We can forgive you for that. But that call to Boom Boom, that was unforgivable, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Yeah. I just, yeah.
You seem like you have a little dilemma.
Yeah, something.
Do you have a dilemma?
Something just popped in my brain.
He has a dilemma on his TV receiver, okay?
Something popped in my brain.
What was that?
Well, there's a...
I-95.
Yeah, that
hey,
was
Hey, maybe
it.
You can be over on I-95 recording IDs. Now, there's that old Lynn Friedas just came in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen her in a long time. What was I going to ask her about? Something about, oh, if you, they got those pictures, you better go in there and beat him up, okay?
No.
Here it's Tuesday. I'm just Don't say I didn't tell you. They took the pictures like 10 stinking weeks ago. We got these gigantic numbers, which you people better start selling, by the way, now. And we don't have those pictures, okay? Now, if I go on here and tell all these fakers out there we're going to have the pictures, you better see to it that the douchebag in there gets him, okay? That boy Gary. That's it. Step on him.
Call Don.
Kick him in the head, all over where there's no sense.
Get Don on the phone.
Yeah, get Don on the phone and see where our pictures are. Here at WIOD, where we lie a lot, but not about the numbers, man. And I remember the old days on IOD, there were certain people used to kind of fudge about the numbers a little bit, or they would ignore them. I don't want to mention any names. But now that they're real good, we talk about them a lot. I mean, to the point of being nauseating. I guess Steve won't spend too much time on them today, right?
No.
Although he did have a 4-7 and Alice had a 3.
Mm.
And that's in 12+. And if they would ever get busy and bring us the rest of the 25 to 54s, then you'd really see something, okay? Because I guarantee you Steve beat him more than double, probably triple in 25 to 54.
Yeah, at least.
And what do we do to... Now, how did Sandy do 25 to 54? Sandy, we've ignored her. I apologize.
Sandy.
Well, we had an 8-6 in 25 to 54. Let me say it again, Lynn. We had an 8-6 in 25 to 54, number one. Sandy is on the third page. A 1-4.
Whoa.
Down from a 1-8. On the road to non-existence.
1-4.
Well, listen, if you do one more show a month with that TV repairman, she could turn the corner. She could be on that same highway with Zeta. I-95. Like, pretty soon you're going to see a lot of radio people in this market on I-95 headed north, okay? All packed up. Headed like, north, never to be seen again.
Like Steve Perrin.
On the radio bus, Steve Perrin from Y-100. Gone.
God.
Gone.
God.
This is terrible because we sound like we're happy. Well, I am happy because... Yeah. They should only rot over at Y100. That's my not everybody over there. There must be some nice people. I don't know any. Are there? Certainly not the Ross, David Ross.
One.
Maybe one.
There's one.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Simone used to work there. Remember Simone?
Oh, jeez. God, radio shows are tough sometimes.
Yeah, they really are. Oh, here come those numbers. I wonder what the hell Sharon's been doing in there. She's been celebrating. She probably had Steve on the phone. All is 25 to 54s except ours. I mean, ours are great, but we want to, talk about, what is this? We already got that. Morning drive, like Ranieri, who's got a 5-3. He stayed the same. He's tied for third in 25 to 54. That's a big number in the morning for 25 to 54s. Steve? With a 5-5, I think that's his biggest number ever in 25 to 54, okay? And you know what they say about Steve.
He's an agent provocateur.
yeah, he's number three. And the only people to beat him, Hot, who's just like going crazy, and Magic, 8-1-7-7, and Steve with a 5-5. What did Alice do in 25 to 54? Well, he's not on page two, okay? That's obvious. He's not on page two. He is on...
I like that.
Well, wait a minute. I just came to Zeta. Afternoon drive 25 to 54, a 2-5, up from a 2-4. I still haven't come to. Here's Wins, 1-9 to a 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Here's She, 2-3 to a 1-8. Oh, here's Alice, way down here, from a 1-8 to a 1-6. Now, didn't I say Steve would do triple or more? Now, three times 1-6 is a 4-8, so he did like 3.5 times.
God.
In 25 to 54. Okay, Alice. Oh, God. I really hate to do this. No, I'm serious, because I don't believe in rubbing salt on the wounds.
Okay?
I really don't.
That
level is a little low on that particular machine. Well, no, I want everybody to hear the lyrics. That's funny. Pretty Alice standing in the front row, hitching up a short skirt, scratching in the dark hair, painting on a false eye, staring at the tall guy, looking like she's so cool, looking like a right fit. Pretty Alice standing in the front row, waiting till the crowd leaves, hoping that the group sees, lighting up the big chain, making like it's her way. Okay, 24 past 11. Just a little sampling there for Alice. Phil Beckman is on the phone who wants some more numbers here. I don't think he's going to want to hear them when we get through. What do you want, Phil?
I just wanted to see what the winter book...
You wanted to see what?
The winter book versus the fall book on She's Morning Show.
Okay, here's another one of these guys who wants to...
I wasn't on in the winter. That's why I want to know.
Oh. Well, let's see. 6 to 10 a.m., 12 plus?
Yeah.
Just relax now, Phil. Don't get hyper on me. I've got to turn a lot of pages to get to your numbers.
I'm sure.
Okay, she. Well, they're on the top of the fourth page. That's not bad. A 1-2 in a winter book, 12 mm-hmm. plus. Boy, that's pretty weak. And, oh, you want to see the fall book?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. 1-7.
Well, good. All right, please.
So that's a half a point drop. Now, 25 to 54, you want those?
Oh, I'll why not?
Of course. What the hell?
Certainly.
25 to 54, she, I have to turn several pages to get to that. Yeah, like maybe one more, I think. Wow, where is it? Here it is. A 2-1 in the fall. That's not too bad. A .9 in a winter, so you
ooh.
Ought to feel really good.
They must have missed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left after the fall book.
See,
they're dying
good.
Over there.
Exactly.
Congratulations. It goes without saying.
Thank you, Phil.
See ya.
Bye. Well, it's 11:25 at the Big Shitty. And let's tell you about shells right now.
Shell?
See, we can be arrogant now, but when the day comes that we have that fluke book and we got like a 1 or something, then it'll be a different story. And I'll be dancing on our graves out there in the hallway, and Disney will be looking in with an ugly look, and Spike Wise will be frowning and throwing telephones through the wall, and, you know, the usual stuff that goes on every day. And the salespeople will have yet another excuse. Anyway, just a joke, Lynn. Don't get hyper, okay? It's partly a joke. We want to get you out to Shell's for a great dinner because, thank God, we don't have time for this, okay? We were busy talking here, and then we have to keep coming back, you know? Well, maybe if we played some interesting stuff, the people that don't care about the ratings, they want to be entertained too, right?
He's back, and he's stalking a psycho who wants to make the Chicago Cubs pennant contenders. Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry Carey.
Hello, everybody. This is Harry Carey with Steve Stone, and the Cubs are getting their beat out of them today.
Clint Eastwood gives a Hall of Fame performance as the legendary Cubs broadcaster. There's action.
The pitch. Strike at the... He threw that ball right past Clark.
Suspense.
It might be. It could be. It is a home run.
Romance.
Oh, look at the on that broad, Steve. Holy cow.
Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry Carey. Coming to a theater near you.
Oh, are we back? See what I mean? We're busy doing stuff in here and this stuff keeps ending. We got to play like some something long. Well, not that. Okay, it's 11:30 at WIOD. See, the reason they're not taking any calls is because, like, there are only four stinking calls. The audience is obviously rebelling against this. They can't deal with it. They're revolting. Even more revolting than... Now, yesterday for a Monday, we did very well.
Yeah.
Not a great show, but for a Monday, it was pretty
good.
Solid. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had actually a lot of calls.
No,
and
most
of them, we didn't even have to do that. So I guess everybody in the business has got all the information they want. Now, where are the 18 to 34 numbers? If Sharon can hear us, if she's within the sound of my voice, where are those stinking 18? Why do they do this every time?
Every time. I don't know.
I realize, see, they don't, when I first came here, they kept giving me this 35 plus. I said, forget that. It's 25 to 54. See, they still didn't believe that on AM you can really do it. Now, here we are with only an 8.6 and 25 to 54 in the day. And Steve's got a 5.5, and Ranieri's got a 5.3, so we're like kicking ass all across the board. Like I said, till 6 p.m. In 25 to 54. But 18 to 34, now we went from a 0.6 when we came here. Last trend, we had a 5.5 in 18 to 34, which for AM is like in a twilight zone. It's meaningless, except it's an ego trip for us.
Mm-hmm.
And since in this business, they're usually deflating your ego all they can do, at least on ratings day when they're good, the least you can do is, you know, go on the air and crow about it.
Yeah, because it's the one thing they can't stop. You know, here they are.
Well, the only way they stop it is not by... Now, you think that What's-His-Name out there might speak
to
us now? Because I just saw old What's-His-Name there in the hallway.
Oh, no.
Who doesn't speak to us?
No,
he won't?
No.
How about if we got a 10? What would it take... No, seriously, this is going to be our poll question. What number do we need to get to for Phil to speak to us? Okay.
I don't know.
About a 15 share?
Now, here's
the
man.
Oh, look at this. Spike Wise. I bet you he's even got 18 to 34s, too.
Here he is.
Don't sit down. Don't get comfortable. Oh,
he's coming
down
to my mic,
too.
Come on.
This is my mic.
What a maniac.
18 to 34.
Wait a minute. Let me give you the phone to throw through the wall here. Just a second. Oh, look at even Disney smoking now. Look at that. Look where he's got the cigar, too. Shocking.
What does that say for GTR?
Wow.
What is that?
7.
What, did you make these up?
10? 7?
In what?
Adults 18
Pygmies
to 34,
under 12?
Full week, right?
You hot beat, yeah. But you're number 2, 10-7.
Oh, hot beat him?
They had a 14-9.
Well, sure, once in a while they get a fluke.
Now, next is POW,
what
Power.
What is this? This is the week?
Yeah.
Oh,
Power had a 7.5. Love had a 5.6.
Thank you so much. And what are these? Oh, here's Midday. Hot had a 13. Oh, I'm telling you, that incredible. Keith Isley has got electric crayons. That guy's nuts. Seriously, if you'd start eating fish eggs, I'm telling you, it'll work for you every time. The guy's incredible. 13 for Hot and Midday, 18 to 34. GTR had a 10.8.
Up from what?
Up from 8.4.
Yeah.
Power had a 6.5, down a tenth of a point. Gloves had a 6.2. And yeah. IOD was number 5 in 18 to 34 with a 6.1.
I think this means we got you, Neil.
Oh.
Yeah, but our people can spell. Waxy had a 5.4 midday. Oh, geez. You know, he's going to be real unhappy over there. You know how emotional he gets? He gets pretty emotional.
What you dealt it. That's the kind of stuff that we strive for.
Well, maybe one day you'll achieve it. Joy with a 4.5. Y100 midday, 18 to 34, down to a 4.4. Now, what about morning drive?
Oh, yeah,
how did Y100? Because,
How did Colonel?
Let's get those 18 to 34 morning.
18 to 34 morning drive, GTR 9.1 to a 12.0.
Ooh.
That was number two. Hot with a 14.6.
Nothing I hate more than a guy crowing
you
about
his numbers.
You
asked for the adults 18 to 34.
Just a joke.
Right?
Can I stop getting emotional now?
Oh, the Colonel was up.
Ah! He'd gone through the roof.
3.3 to a 3.8.
Good.
Wow.
Heavens.
You
hold those
I-95
jingles.
In the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a 10.5.
Now look at this. Sandy, 18 to 34, was down from a 1.4 to a 0.3. A 0.3?
Lord.
That's like you could put in an auditorium and have room left over. Where the hell is Zeta, 18 to 34 midday? Where is that Gonzer now? Come on, Gonzer. We know you can do it. Look at that. A 4.2. There's the story. Gonzer had a 4.2 in midday. Let me see that other stuff. I know you're not going to give it to us. You won't relinquish
it.
Yeah. Well. Okay, let's see. 6 to 10 a.m. Who are we looking for?
Looked like she had a good book, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they turned a corner. They turned the same corner that Zeta turned.
Did you hear the rumor about Zeta?
No.
They're going dance music.
Oh, I want to see Alice, 18 to 34.
They're
going to
be I-95. Okay. I-95's coming back.
He likes that kind of stuff, doesn't he?
He's gone.
IOD, let's see. 3.3. Well, no, he's not gone.
Well,
he's going.
He's going.
He's still in the building.
Going.
IOD, 3.3, 18 to 34 in the afternoon. And Alice, I bet you Alice had a number that will live in the annals of broadcast history. 0.5.
God.
Down from a 1.4. So he lost two-thirds. He lost two of those three people that he had. Boy, you talk about geriatric. Okay, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Anytime.
What was that on GTR again for 7.6 to a 10.7?
See, if you'd open your eyes, which I know for you isn't easy, you'd notice that the first two trends of every book for GTR, you get screwed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a pattern there. If you go back over the last 2 years, it's the same pattern every time. And the third month, they finally get the sampling right, and it goes way up. And then you get the numbers. So instead of getting hysterical and pouting and giving us a bunch of crap, grow up a little bit, will you?
Have a cigar.
Exactly. If you put it in the right spot, we'll even light it for you, okay? Okay, there he goes. Star of WGTR, stage and scream. Scream. It's 11:35 at WIOD, and don't forget, this Saturday now, this could be kind of like our rating celebration. We're going to have free bagels and hot dogs and all kinds of goodies there, and lots of bumper stickers. Steve's got those new bumper stickers, and I got the old ones. And we might even have the pictures, and of course, they've got loads and loads of... All right, wait a minute. We've had all these rumors today. We do like to be fair. We just had a report from Rose over in Carroll City.
It might not be as bad as everyone thinks.
Yeah. Sonny wants Y100 mornings, 18 to 34. Well, it's too late. He already... Spike took him back.
Oh, yeah, those are... You only
See,
get
Sonny,
those.
You got to be a little quicker on the draw. We've given you every other pain in the ass Y100 number. Now, just bug off, will you? The program director is gone. He ought to be dancing a jig.
Absolutely.
That three-year-old program director, right?
He's gone, Sonny. Isn't
Adios.
That great? Gone.
On his way to San Jose.
Yeah.
With bells on his nose and rings on his
He really blew this market up.
Remember what I always say about when we have a good trend or a
book?
Look at the phone. Three lines. I'm not saying we take any.
Yeah.
But it's the way of evening things out in this market. You can never have a big ego. The numbers come in. You can have this enormous. You could have an 80 share. And they went, well, we're not going to talk to him today. We don't want to get him to get a big head, you know? Well, screw you folks, too, okay? That's the way we feel about it. We sure appreciate your loyalty. Have a nice day and go to hell. Like some of that mail we get, you know? Remember that one thing where they sent me that information and about you'd really enjoy this, and then the letter went on and just ripped the crap.
Oh, sure, about the car phones.
Yeah.
I said, these are good.
Yeah, these are great
these
models.
Are good,
I have two of them,
Neil.
And they really work great.
Then they drew a line.
They drew a line, and the rest of the letter proceeded to rip us a gigantic ass, okay?
It was incredible.
All right, we're going to give the numbers out one time, and then we'll assume that we've totally bored our regular list. Look at that. They're all three lines in data are lit. The whole rest of the board is as blank as the management's brain.
Wow.
Vacuous, like a giant vacuum. We don't particularly appreciate your attitude, okay, folks? Oh, but we can always count on this caller, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't think...
When things are really desperate... Oh, now they're going nuts. As soon as they heard your voice, they called it a protest.
I don't think there was ever any question that you guys would achieve greatness. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Probably because of your calls, right?
I didn't say that.
Or is it in spite of your calls?
In spite of my calls. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be there Saturday, Paul?
Where's that?
At Toyota Hollywood. You what?
Are you going to be there, Glenn?
No.
No, he's coming to the next one, though. We finally embarrassed the sales department into getting him in on these things.
I said from now on, after this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ever going to have one of these non-radio type get-togethers, or that's not going to happen?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, because those are fun.
We could have like an old Emac and Bolio's reunion now that the restaurant's out of business.
There you go. Well, it's their own fault.
Now that they govern themselves accordingly.
Yeah, it's their own fault.
Right out of business.
But anyway, you know, with all these piss-poor ratings, there are so many talented people out of work out there.
Yeah.
Really, Johnny just raised his hand.
Johnny Dark, for example.
And all during the breaks, he's been going, 95. He does it pretty well, too. Oh, 35 to 64 just came in. This ought to be really heavy duty for Alice, especially when we get to the 60-plus part.
Now, I-95, that was kind of like a Twinkie-type station, was it not?
Yeah, it was kind of like Y-100.
Now, I could just picture Stan.
Stan.
Yeah, I can see Stan on I-95.
I could picture it. I can picture it.
Let's see, 35 to 64. I wonder how we did in that category. Probably not too great. 10 to 3. Look at that. We were second. Life had an 8-9. We had a 7-8. How the hell is that? Well, we must have like mostly 35 to 54.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Must have.
That is shocking.
I don't know.
7-8. Well, we just kicked ass everywhere, didn't we? Well, that'll show those brain-dead salespeople a thing or two. Steve in the afternoon had a 5-7, up from a 5-6, 5-7. And Alice still don't show too good because until they get to 65 plus, W snooze don't show too much. Yeah, 2-9 to a 2-2 in the afternoon, 35 to 64. So their audience is almost all 65 plus. I'd be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying, Paul?
Sounds like a lot of preparation.
Wow. No wonder they're giving away Fiber One. They're trying to keep their few listeners alive over there.
Same thing. All right. Well, listen again. Congratulations, and you guys are by far the best.
Oh, is he gone?
He's gone.
Huh.
Why, do you want to talk some more to him?
Oh, no.
Because
no.
I didn't.
No.
I mean, he's okay, but boy, in very small doses, like about 10 words at a time. Okay, it's 1141 at WID. We're going to get these numbers out, and then we expect to see some incredible action in this studio, okay?
Action?
Well, oh, and it's food action. That's right. John
is starving
death, mentally and physically.
The
guy hasn't worked
John.
In years, okay?
Yeah.
751 WIOG and Dave. We want you to call in and tinkle all over everybody here now. Come on, call in and say how great it was, even though you don't mean it, even though you couldn't care less, okay? Now, do we have a separate column like for douchebags? Because I know we're number one in douchebags, no question about that.
No contest.
Let's see, an open line in Dade, one in Broward, 524 WID. And then if we can get Boca lit, we get those other three lines lit, we'll have the full board of calls that we've been waiting for all morning. See, I don't really care about the numbers. I like to see a full board of calls because you know what Stan says? I have the busy signal thing, complex, whatever he calls it.
Syndrome.
And then he gets down to two calls and starts hyperventilating on the air with his cigar. Wow. Okay, there's Boca. Now, we to get that other Broward line going there, even if it's you-know-who.
Now, while you're waiting
I'm
on that,
dying over here.
I want to give you this little tidbit.
That was the turning point for us, by the way. You know, I'm dying over here. That was it. You have a dilemma?
Yeah, well, it's in the New Enquirer. One sentence. I just noticed this in the New Enquirer. I just want to read this to you. Michael Jackson got all the time in the world for pal Marlon Brando. He gave his buddy a $1 million antique pocket watch for his 65th birthday. Just wanted sort of to put that out so you could...
Which pocket did he put it in? And was he wearing his glove at the time?
Yeah,
those are the things that American inquiring minds want to know, okay? And that's the kind of information that we strive for. Underlined in red. It is underlined in red. Look at that story.
Yeah.
We have a witness. It's underlined in red.
Pink. But...
Without Ricky Ticky Man. See, he kind of gave us the guidance. He was like the inspiring, the guiding light for this show. And without him and without those talk-ups. No, seriously. As a matter of fact, I think in honor...
Yeah. Good idea.
I don't know why you're laughing. I'm dead serious about this. This is not laughing kind of stuff. This is heavy-duty serious stuff now, okay? So try to control yourself.
Well, we went a long time without these. Great to hear him again.
He spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to try and make that happen. And one of the ways, one of the very easy and inexpensive, underlined in red, ways of doing that is doing what Neil is doing, saying those things.
Ricky! See, even he's excited.
That was shocking, wasn't it? I think we ought to add another point out of Waxy's numbers just in honor of that talk-up, okay?
Beauty.
That was shocking.
That was beautiful.
Ricky, we take back everything we've ever said about you. You're a genius in your own mind, okay? And if you ever took that cap off, your brains would spill all over the radio dial. Shocking.
Wow.
Line 6 is down. Oh, it's down?
That's why I didn't like.
Line 6 is dead. I think it's probably from the pressure from these calls here today.
It's...
Hello? It's, oh, yeah, Dennis. Yeah, same to you, pal.
It's
it wasn't
dead.
Dennis Reese again, either, I'll tell you that. Okay, 1144 WID. See, now I don't feel so bad. If we could say that about three or four of the lines were out, then I'd feel better. Even if they're not, say that they're out. Okay, just put it down on the phone. And then I'll feel a lot better. Oh, here's a Pembroke Pines GTR listener. I bet you Spike will go nuts on this call. Yeah.
Didn't Harmony beat you guys?
With what?
I don't know. Spike was mentioning it.
They're not on at the same time, pal.
Wait a minute. What was Spike bragging about?
Because in 18 to 34, GTR had a, what did they have, like a 10-something?
10-4.
In midday, we had a 6-1.
Yeah.
Oh, so the whole station beat WRD.
No, IOD had a 5-1. They had a 4.
What was the category that GTR beat you guys at?
I just got through telling you, 18 to 34. That's their audience. They got a bunch of... How old are you?
I'm 30.
Well, there you go. 18 to 34, a bunch of young pinheads. Space cadets.
You just don't want to give Herman Bean credit where credit is due.
They're great, man. We just have some fun with them, don't you understand? And if they ever got an act, they'd really be good.
Yeah. Well, McBean was out Monday, so the ratings in the next book will drop a little.
Yeah, just a hair.
Yeah.
If we can say that.
He's probably got more than one.
I wouldn't be surprised, and he'll probably tell you where it is, too, knowing that filthy show they got. Okay, listen, have a great life, pal.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Yeah, those Herman and McBean listeners, boy, they're very uptight, you notice that? See, part of the reason that they finally have gone up, though, is because we're not on FM in the morning anymore.
This guy
probably listened to us on Zeta. He doesn't want to admit it because he doesn't want to hurt their feelings.
They're so sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
You notice they sent us over all their bad material now that they won't use on the air?
What, you think they're trying to tell us something?
Well, yeah, they're hoping they can get our numbers down a little bit. Okay, we do have an open line in Dade County. I just mentioned that, and one in Broward now. Oh, man, I'll tell you, this is so deflating. I feel like we got a one. Wouldn't it be nice to have... See, I'm one of those people I expect too much. Yeah. I really do. I expect too much. I expect people to care, and they don't care. They don't give a flying leap one way or the other. And that's my problem, especially in this town. We saw that at the beginning of the show. We proved it with that scientific poll we took on the phone. They don't care. And at least they're honest about it, okay? They're not going to tinkle all over and say, oh, yeah, we care. They don't care. Don't bother us. We want to be left alone. And I can relate to that. The receptionist from WQAM would like the morning ratings.
Oh, my.
You know that receptionist?
He's an agent provocateur.
Okay, WQAM in the morning, ladies and gentlemen, 6 to 10 a.m., which is kind of moot because they got Dick Motherly over there now.
Now they do,
WQAM, I'm on the last page, and I'm still searching. Here they are, second from the bottom, tied for last with WRHC, no speaking English, 0.7.
God.
Which is up from a 0.6.
Yeah, Motherly.
And was up from a 0.4 before that in the summer.
Motherly will take care of that.
Motherly will get him up to at least a 0.8. And in 25 to 54 is in the morning. I know, Dick.
He's an agent provocateur.
In the morning, where the hell are they? Well, I can see. Here we go. I got all these sheets. I got real sheet problems here. 6 to 10 in the morning, 25 to 54. I bet you they're on the last sheet of this batch.
Start at the back and,
yeah, and
go up.
Yeah, your way down.
Yeah.
EAT, well, that's not in the market. Rockin' Big Daddy. Radio Suave. She, with a 0.9, is right down there. And QAM tied them. There's a three-way tie for next to last. QAM, She,
God.
And Radio Suave. When you're tied with Radio Suave...
Yeah.
You know,
you're
finished.
Oh,
you know you're out of the business, okay?
Yeah.
And we want to congratulate John Tenaglia over there at She for consistently month in, month out, book in and book out, just sucking the big one at She, okay? I mean, just absolutely with that gigantic 100,000-watt signal that you can hear from coast to coast, all over the world practically, with no audience.
Nothing.
You think Rose Folger's something. At least he's got 10 or 12 listeners. At She, no, I'll tell you how bad it is. They don't even use Arbitron anymore. They sent out a search party to see if they can find anybody. And you know, all those people that got those old She bumper stickers, they haven't listened to it in 2 years.
No.
So don't go by that stuff. Anyway, it's 12 minutes till noon. If you're ready now to satisfy that hunger, I know a lot of people in this audience have a physical and a mental hunger, okay? Now, we try to satisfy the mental hunger by giving you a little food for thought. Not too much, just a little tiny bit once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dying over here. That should do it for this audience. But if you want to satisfy that physical hunger...
B.
Yeah, she did. Okay, it's 11:52 in WYD. We have another rumor, and I'm not going to mention names.
Rumor day.
Anybody, but somebody from the morning show on Zeta, this is in line with that rumor that we heard earlier, which they're vigorously denying.
Oh, yeah.
Someone has called somebody else in the business that he used to work for a reference, which means he's looking for a job.
Huh. Huh.
He's an agent provocateur.
Huh.
I-95!
Well, when they said they turned the corner, man, little did they know that they'd be peeking out from behind that fence at that big, sprawling expressway. I want to congratulate the DOT, by the way, on their ingenious job. Because when I go, like, up to Pompano Park, and you go up 95 from where I am to Atlantic Boulevard, they've to get rid of the old white lines in the road, what they've done, and a lot of places, they'll paint them over in black so it blends in with the, you know, with the highway, with the tar. Not here. They scrape them off, and what they do is they dig these two big ridges in the road. So now you got two huge ridges in the road, and the last 2 miles before you get to the Atlantic Boulevard exit, they've tarred over in the right-hand lane two-thirds of the lane. So the rest of the lane is like an inch or two lower, and here are all these cars in every lane, more so than usual, swerving and puking and all this other. Please give the top 20, 12-plus numbers after the news. Thanks from Arab. We got an Arab that owns this. I don't know. I can't read this.
Arab?
Whoever it is. Okay, we'll give anything you want, okay? Anything that'll kill some time and bore the rest of our audience, because this is our way of punishing them, of getting back. Once a month, we get a chance to get in with the audience by punishing them with these tedious, monotonous, boring terminal numbers that are enough to make you puke your guts out. And speaking of that, where's lunch? No, seriously, Johnny Dark is in here, a one-time incredibly famous radio celebrity. Well... and he hasn't worked in a long time, and he's like a chipmunk, you know, he's gearing up like a squirrel. That's why he's got all this weight on, because he's afraid that, you know, one of these days. And we need some food in here, and I think Carmine would send food over today on our great celebratory Tuesday.
Carmine?
Celebrating the entire IODGTR, sure. Or someone.
Shell?
Well, that's a big preparation when they have to go through that. Well, someone will. And maybe Arnold over at the hamburger thing. See, I love Charhut, but Charhut is the nearest one, is so far away, I don't think that's going to happen
Johnny
on the moment.
Road.
But Arnold over there with those Royal Castle
they
burgers,
were incredible.
Oh, those were great.
We
they
had
really
those
were.
The other last week. Wow.
Shocking. They really were. 11:54 at WIOD. After the new news, for those of you planning on tuning out, we'll be reading the top 20.
In order.
12 plush. Okay. We're going to bring in Boom Boom to read them to you. We have an open line in Broward, 524 WID, and here comes Sharon with more ponderous numbers, okay? I was just about to take a call, and thank God you came in with it. These are 18 to 34. Oh, so I can, if Sonny Fox, Sonny, you're still listening, Sonny?
Yeah, of course. Of course he is.
Okay, that's 10 to 3. We had a 6-1. Now, look at what it was when we came here. It was a .6. What? Alice had a point something. We already looked at him. A .3. Atta girl, Alice.
Almost off the air.
What was I looking for now? Sonny Fox and Amore is desperate for his 18 to 34, and that's the one Sharon didn't bring in here. So blame Sharon for it, not me. Oh, here it is, 6 to 10 a.m. I got it. Don't panic. Okay, 6 to 10, hot with a 14-6 in the morning, 18 to 34. GTR with a 12. I said it again, Bill, a 12, okay? You happy now, you idiot? Y100 with a 7, down from an 8-8. Wow, a 7-1 from an 8-8, down 1.7, that's about a fourth, fifth, down 20%.
Great.
And 18 to 34s, and of course that's the meat and potatoes of those Rocky, Socky, Jockey music-intensive pinhead stations for those young prepubescent idiots, right?
Horrendous show. Yeah, they got that Donny Osmond show. I think he'll put them over the top.
Now, he's out of town on the bus with Steve, what's his name?
Poor him.
Zeta. 6 to 10 a.m., 18 to 34, from a 3-3 to a 3-8. But like we said, the 2 books ago when we were there, a 10-5.
Yeah.
So they've only lost 2/3 of that audience.
Yeah.
So no wonder the colonel is desperately seeking references, huh? Now, we wish him luck. We wish him luck, and God only knows he'll need it. Miami, hello.
I'm dying over here.
Hold on. Come on, Rose. It's not that bad. Or was that Tim Williams? You know, when guys work together long enough, they start sounding alike. I mean, one more time now.
I'm dying over here.
Oh, that was Tim Williams. And we don't want to speak ill of Tim because he does have young children. And you know how emotional they get. What is that? Did you hear somebody cackling and laying a big
noise
out in the hallway? Yeah, I thought that was on the phone. Is Don on the phone? What was that? That was incredible. Somebody's goosing April in the hallway, I think. You better check it out. West Palm Beach, hello.
I just called to tinkle on you, tinkle, tinkle. I can't talk long, so I'll call you later.
Okay. Now, let's not start that now, okay? With the last 10 minutes of the show every day, we reserve for that. But I can't deal with a lot. I'm too old to deal with 4 hours of that, all right?
Yeah.
Should we try Boca? Because we actually got, like, a couple of calls on the board. Not overwhelming, but we got a few. Boca, hello. Yeah, like I said,
yeah,
it's pretty grim. Well, they don't even know anything about radio in Boca. And if you've ever heard WSBR, that's like living proof
God.
Of it. Okay,
jeez.
We have a Boca line open, 278-WIOD. There it goes. And the Palm Beach line, come on, Lee. Now, I know just before you go on the air, you'd love to hear if J&O showed up. The answer is no. So I guess you don't have to call. J&O just didn't WRMF showed a little bit like they always do, like a little fraction, you know, WRMF. Let's try a Pinhead in Broward. Hello.
Hey, Neil, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, pal?
Congratulations on your numbers.
Well, thanks so much. They don't mean much, do they? But it's nice to see them in print.
But I was wondering if you give me some travel tips. Next week I'm going on vacation.
Yeah?
And, first I'm flying to Chicago for a day.
Oh, you're going to go see the Cubs?
I'm only going to be there like 3 hours.
Well, that's good, because you get really depressed if you went to Wrigley Field.
And then from there I'm going to California. So I was wondering if you could give me some, you know, good places to, like, I think I'm going to O'Hare Airport for, like, 3 hours.
That'll give you just enough time to change planes at O'Hare.
Really?
Yeah, that's a mess. That's the worst airport. You'll probably tear your hair out at O'Hare. That's why they call it O'Hare. Some people call it No-Hare. And then where are you going in California?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Well, take a gas mask with you. I don't want to get you depressed before this trip, but take a gas mask. You can't breathe the air. The smog is so thick, you could cut it with a butter knife, okay?
But so that's why I'm only staying like 4 days.
Yeah. Well, by the end of that time, when you come back, I know at Mount Sinai they got a good unit where they give you like oxygen, you know, pure oxygen for a day or two. Other than that, have a great time, okay? Are you going to call us from out there?
Yeah, I'm going to call you from Chicago because I think it's going to be at the same time during the show.
Excellent.
And then I'll call you from L.A.
And no problem. You'll be able to get right through. Trust me.
Palm Beach was 678.
Any line. No, 655. 655.
655.
Write it on your sleeve, okay?
Okay. All
okay.
Right, Neil.
Have a great trip.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Okay, we have an open line in Broward at 524-WID. Considering one of the Broward lines is out, that's not saying an awful lot for you stiffs up there. And we do have an open line in Palm Beach at 655-WIOD. 655. Oh, look at that, a Palm Beach call. Are you there?
Hello?
Are you ready to speak to us?
Yeah.
Well, we got to do the news. Are you going to hold on?
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
We're not imposing on you, are we?
No.
Okay, hold on. Not that we care, but, you know, it sounds polite. What about Mikey? We gave Mikey's numbers, but we'll do it all again after the new news. In fact, we'll do it like every 50 minutes, kind of like the NFL draft, okay? Every number. We'll get even with those sports people, man. Every number you want to know and some you never hope you never hear again.
51-WIOD in Dade, 524-WIOD in Broward, or 655 and 278-WIOD in the Palm Beaches. Other areas may call collect. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610-WIOD.
Okay, we've got to count down those top 20 and 12 plus, but Johnny Dark says he won't relinquish them
until
food
them.
Shows up. Oh, you got them.
I was looking at them.
Now, where's the food? This is supposed to be our big ratings party.
Yeah, what a party, huh?
And even Boy Gary won't complain if we get food in here today. He would go nuts. He'd probably eat some of it. He'd be so excited. He was yanking on those suspenders. I thought he was going to have an accident, a radio accident. Okay, here we go. This is 12 plus. This is the entire week. For those of you who have no idea what this is about, I got news for you. We don't care, okay? This show is basically for those poor schleppers in this business. Those downtrodden, those abused, those overused and whipped and beaten and destroyed poor souls who have put their entire lives into this business and gotten as a reward a slap in the face, a kick in the pants, a potch in tuchus, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can relate to that, because that's what we all strive for in this business, is to be like Boom Boom. And if Johnny Dark doesn't get a job pretty soon, he's going to wind up like that. Or at least get fed today, anyway. This is embarrassing. Okay, top 20, 12 plus, hot, and 8-3, and we congratulate Keith Isley and all those other douchebags over there for this miracle that he's done with crayons, mirrors, and fish eggs. life with a 7-1, they don't count. They just do not count. What are you doing now? You don't relight a little stub of a cigar like that? Stub rhymes with schlub. Bub.
Leave me alone.
Number 3, WIOD, with a 5-1.
Wow.
Now, isn't that the first time they broke it a 5, like since Methuselah's grandmother died? Something like that. WQBA, a 5. Power from a 4-4 to a 4-3. Magic, a 4-2, bouncing back up from a 3-9. Well, if they keep playing in Purple People Eater, though, they're going to have some problems. WGTR, this is the one we really want to emphasize because Spike Wise is dancing the twist in the hallway. And if he keeps playing those Chubby Checker records, man, these numbers really ought to drop like a rock. From a 2-8 up to a 4, they're number 7. Number 8.
He's an agent provocateur.
With a 3-9, we had a tie for a 3-9. WAQI, that's Radio Mambi.
Yeah.
And Waxy. Waxy was tied with Radio Mambi.
Wow.
That is shocking, isn't it?
You can listen, I have, for a half hour, 45 minutes, and there is absolutely nothing on the air except this guy is a jerk, that lady is a whatever, and so and on and on and on and on.
Okay. Number 10, tie for 10th between Y100 with a 3-8 and WCMQ with a 3-8. Kiss, as in Kiss This, was 12th with a 3-4. Love 94, Gloves, you're one of your favorite radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
Where they all love you and especially the afternoon lady you love with a passion.
Uh-huh.
And I hope she never calls me again or leaves me a message. 13th with a 3-3, down from a 3-4, but about flat. But they had pretty good demos. They had a few people under 100. W Snooze, ladies and gentlemen, this deserves its own special little something. Number 14, and dropping like a dime dropped from the top story of the Empire State Building, dropping like a pebble in the Grand Canyon. W Snooze from a, listen to this, summer 4-8, fall 3-6, and now in the wintertime, a 3-2.
Ooh. Ooh. Things are not good at W Snooze.
Ooh.
Yeah.
WINZ at 3-1, 15th. So those two are like kind of like neck and neck right together there. With the Tidy Bowl Man. Number 16, WTMI for our pseudo-intellectuals, a 3. Isn't that interesting? In the summer they had a 3, in the fall a 2-9, and now a 3 again. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's a straight line. It's basically that same group of 15,000 average quarter-hour pseudo-intellectuals who claim to listen to that classical gas. Or get gas while they listen, as Mason Williams would say. Joy FM. Oh,
ooh.
Joy Forever is a thing of beauty.
This is a story.
Tied for 17th from a 4 to a 2-7.
Big story.
Tied with Super AQ.
Yeah, that's...
WQBA FM a 2-7.
Jumped out. They really fell.
Leaped off the page.
They fell.
And Leapy Lee.
Yeah.
And Little Arrows, which is coming up next hour on WIOD. WEDR, 19th with a 2-5 with that whopping signal of theirs. Look at their trend, from a 4-5 in the summer, then a 3-9, a 2-5. It looks like Keith Isley is putting EDR to sleep, and they're pretty PO'd about it, too, by the way. They're not too happy. And then, of course, rounding out the top 20, not to be left out, WXDJ, as in X-Lax, from that 2-4, from those heady days of that fluke month that gave him that fall book of a 2-4 down to a 1-8. Holding up, following those, briefly, she with a 1-7, Zeta with a 1-6, WEAT-FM with a 1-2, followed by CMQ, RHC, FTL, KAT with a .8. We shouldn't leave them out because they did show up. MBM, QAM with a .8, and Radio Suave with a .7. The motivation station, about whom we've seen two articles this month, didn't show on any page, in any category, in any demographic. They didn't make it.
It's true.
A non-measurable audience, and they got two pages in South Florida Magazine. How do you like that? To show you that those fakers at South Florida Magazine really know the pulse of the radio market. They give them two pages, and they don't have one listener, okay? Except for Captain Dave.
Well, the one. They do have one listener.
Maybe he'll continue to be motivated by that for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
So there...
Where's J&O? Where's Surf?
J&O doesn't show. Oh, right. Surf, Super Surf didn't show. That's because most people still can't find it on their radio dials, okay? Now, if Van Patrick were still alive, they'd be doing at least a 1-2, okay? Trust me when I tell you. All right, we'll do a little break, and then we'll get to your inane calls, which probably have nothing to do with any of this. It's 11 past noon at WIOD.
Indeed.
And it says you should send one of your salespeople out. Yeah, that'll take care of it, Rich. You got a little thing here from Rich Pachter, which we appreciate, but sending one of our salespeople out to, you know, follow up a lead is like sending out Sherlock Holmes to follow a detective story, and he's been dead for like, well, he was never even born, okay? like most of our salespeople. Okay, it's 12:14 at WID. We deeply apologize. We're so sorry that we're boring you with this stuff, and if you believe that. Okay, Steve, today, sex surrogates, are they really therapists, or are they just a bunch of cheap whores, okay? Are they prostitutes? God forbid. And his guest will be Marilyn Volker and Reverend Rick Patterson. And as I said before, Reverend Rick gets really nervous when he hears about any new erections in South Florida. Okay, so we have a little building, a moratorium. Palm Beach is holding, right? What is he holding, though? That's the question. Well, see, it's my fault. I forgot about you, right?
I guess.
Yeah, see, I said we were going to get you after the news, and now it's like 10 minutes later, right?
True.
And you're getting pretty tired of it, right?
No.
Okay.
Now, Neil, I'll just call and say that you guys are doing a great job.
That's correct.
You're kicking butt from Zeta.
Yeah.
And you're doing better on IOD.
Yeah. And we don't have to get up at 4:30 in a stinking morning and come in and look at ugly Rose Folger with a sour look on his face.
True.
And that alone is worth the price of emission. Well, listen, is that it?
Yeah.
You mean you held on all that time to say something nice?
Why not?
Well, we'll send you a prize in the mail, okay?
Good.
Don't hold your breath. Have a great day.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot. What a nice guy. In Palm Beach, no less.
Wow.
Shocking, and he sounded like he was under 100. Let's send him over to Alice, boy. He needs, they are like...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. In fact, I wonder if we got something in here that would kind of be fitting for them today, you know? In the rack, we've only got, like... Listen to that hollow sound there. What is that? Is Rick Sklar in the building? Is Don on the phone, or is Rick Sklar in the building? Boy, I have never heard that hollow kind of sound. Okay, now this really frosts my ass. Okay, look at this question on the screen. What is Steve's rating? He's interested. Didn't you hear how we just went nuts? Is he on the phone? Steve, we gave him out. You did great. We were like tinkling all over you, and I was rushing through these to get to your numbers and compare to Alice, who you just buried. Although we shouldn't say that after that last thing there. Steve had a 4.7 in 12 plus and a 5.5 in 25 to 54. I think those are his highest numbers ever in this market. I could be wrong. But I don't think so. I think those are huge numbers, way up. 3.9 to a 4.7 in 12 plus and a 5.5 in 25 to 54. Alice had a 3 in 12 plus, just hovering, going into the twos, diving into the bowl with the tidy bowl man. And what was it in 25 to 54? A 1.6 to Steve's 5.5. So I guess we won't be getting any happy Purim cards from Dennis Collins next year, huh? When he starts rumors about us going to Oklahoma City.
Oh, is that where we're going now?
Yeah,
oh,
Oklahoma good. City. We'll be big over there, right?
I have to pass this along to you. This was
in
the mail.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear about that. Wait a minute. Oh,
okay, the headline.
Do I have to get up now? I'm getting too old for this.
Headline says, radio host hits listener at festival. This is from the St. Pete Times. Yeah, that's right. Dateline Largo. Largo. Controversial radio talk show host Bob Lassiter. Hit a 19-year-old listener with the back of his hand after the man screamed close to the microphone during a live broadcast at the Largo Renaissance Festival on Saturday, police say.
On Saturday?
The man told police that he received free tickets to the festival from the Lassiter Show on WFLA and that he screamed, "Because I've been a regular caller on the show for the last 2 years, I've been asked by the producers to scream." He told police that Lassiter seemed to recognize the scream and that after the scream, Lassiter turned to his side and punched the man in the mouth.
Wow.
Ah. Well, officials...
You got it, baby. You got it.
Wow.
That's it?
Well, there's...
It goes on.
It goes on and on and on, but that's the crux of it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Lassiter says, this is a quote, "I was closing my radio show when I heard a loud scream that appeared to be coming from my left rear..."
His left rear.
"...directly
that's
into
like
my
the
ear."
State of Montana.
"As I am the frequent target of threats of physical violence, I react first, ask questions later." "I swung with my left arm, backhanding a young man before I ever made eye contact. He was stunned and left the area." This is a Lassiter quote. "I followed, approached, said I failed to find it funny, advised him what he did was actually in violation of federal law, and told him that I never wanted to see him again."
Yeah.
Now, the man gave kind of a different story.
Mm-hmm.
This is the man's story.
Yeah, let's hear the other, the rest of the story.
The rest
of the story.
As
Paul Harvey would say if he was still on Stiffing This Station.
Now, the guy told police a somewhat different
version. How come the guy from ABC didn't call in to congratulate us, by the way? What a douchebag.
He put down his microphone and ran ahead of where I was walking. He began poking his index finger in my chest, saying, "Don't ever let me see you again. If I ever see you under any different circumstances, I will beat the hell out of you." I happened to be in my car at the time Lasseter was ending his live broadcast, said the festival manager. I heard a loud scream, so all I could say is I heard the loud scream over the air. Police are still investigating this incredible, shocking
story. Well, there's something missing there. You know the real reason he hit him?
He's an agent provocateur.
That's the real story.
Okay.
20 minutes past noon at WIOD is the stuff. Now, don't throw that thing out there with that picture. That guy wants to be your sidekick when I go on vacation.
Let me read his letter.
And he's got a long letter. Of course, the only problem is he doesn't sign it, I don't think.
Yes, he does.
Oh, here, his name and all his vital
information. Oh, would-be celebrity it's signed. Would-be celebrity.
Now, is there nothing in there with a name?
Mm-mm.
So how the hell would we ever get in touch with him? I don't think it's
for anything. I have his...
You have his thing?
I have his thing. I have his resume.
I want you to relinquish his thing right
now. I have his resume.
Now that's shocking, okay? Shocking. What is this guy's name? He looks a little bit on the Latin side to me. I don't know who this is. But he'd like to come in while I'm on vacation.
Or better yet, so as not to pose any threat to the bird, and since he's already gainfully employed, you might consider me to keep you company if that Saturday gig comes through.
You got it, baby. You got it.
Wait a minute. Here's a motivation radio listener. Can we got the bulletin sounder just a minute? Hello.
Hello, Neil. How are you doing?
Okay.
Hey, Bird. How are you?
Okay. You're the one. Let's play the Vogues and you're the one, okay?
I actually do listen to it. Maybe your sales staff could also listen to it. It might help them be a little bit better in terms of a sales.
Hey, listen, it couldn't hurt. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't hurt.
Well, I'm a salesman. I'm on the road a lot. Actually, I'm in chemical sales, and I find if I listen to it, sometimes it helps. They have a lot of garbage, so does other stations, but... It can't get me going every now and then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Works for me like a charm, boy.
Well, I'm the only listener, so another good thing about it is that they don't have a whole lot of commercials.
Yeah. I like that, too. In fact, Zeta was right on the brink of doing that commercial-free radio.
Yeah.
After seeing his book, I think there are going to be several stations who are going to be delving into that, you know, dabbling with commercial-free pretty soon.
I can understand.
Yeah, I can relate to it.
Try to get your sales force to listen to it over there, and maybe they might help you guys out.
Okay, or maybe they might even get hired over there. I think they'd fit right in if they got no spots.
Actually, I'd like to get the job over at She with the big signal over there. We get some good people, you know.
Yeah.
And that might help them out some.
Okay, just take a lot of defensive equipment over there. Tenaglia likes to chase people around the building a little bit, okay? Occasionally, like with a ball-peen hammer, you know, that kind of stuff.
All right, Neil.
Okay, good luck to you, pal.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, what a call. 22 past noon at WIOD. An open line is in Palm Beach. Hey, we've actually had a few living and breathing people in Palm Beach. And where the hell is that food, by the way?
Uh-oh.
We are getting pretty surly about this.
Doesn't
we wind up with
good.
A 7-3 with an 8-6 and 25 to 54. And we're all these people that love us and tinkle all over us. And I'm not joking today. We got a celebrity here who's starving to death, has eaten in 2 weeks. And we can't even drum up a couple of burgers or something
Incredible.
For him, or a little pizza?
Nothing.
Nothing? Come on now, don't let us down. It's going to be humiliating, degrading, and embarrassing.
Doesn't look good.
Wow. Sorry, John. They just don't care. Like I said, they don't give a damn. 23 afternoon at WIOD, and speaking of that, let's tell you about Nutrisystem. Well, this could be a blessing in disguise for Johnny Dark. This could be, kind of unwittingly, the beginning of his Nutrisystem career.
And,
oh, is that what he's doing tomorrow? Is he looking for a job? 27 past noon at WIOD. And we got three lines open up again. They're just not really into it today, you know. And I admit at the beginning I told them all to get lost, and they did. Mm. One thing about this audience, man, they're obedient. But life goes on. We just keep going along with the build up to the Steve Kane show today. Marilyn Volker, Reverend Rick Patterson, the topic will be sex surrogates, therapists, or prostitutes. And then tomorrow, Steve's going to be doing professional guests. Are they prostitutes? I love those professional guests. I still can't get over those two guest lists that we
had
before.
Boy, those were the days.
You want your child to become a super kid? Listen this afternoon to the Steve Kane Show's parenting expert, Michael DeSisto.
We haven't met him as long as we've been here.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a good guy, but enough is enough already.
Yeah.
And then Sharon gave me this thing, A Brave New World of Love Potions. It says daily use for 2 weeks brings firmer, longer-lasting erections, and an increased ability to achieve orgasm.
Really?
Bulimics will be warned not to use the drug because of dangerous side effects. Green oats, nettle extract, and vitamin C are the ingredients of Extavia, a non-prescription drug from Switzerland. Men taken to powder and juice or water in a study reported a significantly higher increase in sexual desire, as well as firmer and longer-lasting erections.
My.
Women reported no benefits, although Bill, what was his name?
Bill.
The guy who was a girl.
Oh. Tipton.
Said that it was okay by him. Her. 129 at WIOD, and let's go. Here's a call from Atlanta. Hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay.
I tried to call the Broad Line. I held on for 20 minutes. Nobody answered the phone.
What are you doing up there?
Roofing. I called you last week.
Oh, yeah, this is Rufus up in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's right.
Roofing. He must be related to Moofin up there in Palm Beach.
Well, I'm dead.
Meadow Moofin?
When all you got up here is Ludlow Porch to listen to.
Is he still on the air?
Huh?
He's still on here. He used to be on the old WRNG up there in Atlanta,
yeah,
Ring Radio.
Well, he's on WSB now, and yeah. He's still the same.
He's on WSB?
Yeah.
That's our station.
Yeah.
That's Cox Broadcasting. Boy, I bet you that's exciting.
Oh, I mean, put you right to sleep. He's still
come on now, be nice. Be nice, or Nick Trigoni will come over there and hit you over the head with a kielbasa. Be nice.
He's the exact opposite of you.
I know.
And, yeah, it's ponderous.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell corporate people you said so.
Oh, please. When are you going to get on that satellite, Neil?
Yeah.
Huh?
I think we have a bad connection.
When are you going to get on the satellite?
You know what I think you are, sir?
He's an agent provocateur.
Now, we have enough trouble just keeping him under wraps down here, okay? We have enough problems here.
What happened?
I guess you didn't hear about those great ratings that just came out.
That's what I called for, yeah.
Oh, well, I might just go down the whole list again for it.
Please do. You can put me on.
We've already done this to the point of nausea. We had a 7-3, sir. We were just kicked ass, and in 25 to 54s, we had an 8-6. We were number one, and the food just came in. How do you like that?
Where are you getting it from today?
We got a little pizza here from Flores. Thank you, Carmine. You're a wonderful human being. And here's a little note from Lynn. Isn't that great? Boy, I'll tell you, everything's just falling into place today, sir. It's terrific. It's almost worth being alive.
Well, they did do something right up here.
Okay, well, listen, say hi to all our yokel friends up there at WSB, okay?
Just put me on hold for a few minutes.
Okay,
please.
No problem.
Thank you.
Don't go away now. Oh, look at this antipasto. It's just... Now, don't put the antipasto on our... Oh, my God, on our friend here. Now, look at what you did. Look where he's got, like... No, that's disgusting. Sharon is really just going nuts. Mm-hmm. Looks like he had a little accident there, doesn't it? 1231. What is that?
From Joe over.
Oh, it's one of those asshole certificates, is that it? Thanks a lot, Joe. We just want to know that... I see. It's just like a blank. He didn't even write our name in. Thanks a lot, Joe. And thanks for the food, Flores. This is... Look at that pizza. Boy, that's just with the plain cheese.
No, we haven't done that.
Well, we'll get some napkins. Don't start hyperventilating, okay? Don't go nuts. Is this guy still here, by the way?
I'm dying over here.
Okay. We left him on hold so long, I can't say that I blame him. It's 1231 at WIOD. Now, is that line 6 working again? I think I saw it do a little... No? Well, I get nervous, you know, when we have lines that are blank. Let's take a call. Oh, here's Leroy in Miami. How you doing, Leroy?
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How's it going, baby?
Que paso, Leroy?
Yeah, you may not remember... Yeah, Leroy B. You may not remember me.
Leroy B? Are you related to Willie B?
I'm one of the B brothers. Yeah, Willie B, Mojo B, and Leroy B. I used to do the back lawn over there in Carrollton.
Yeah, I used to know your cousin Bumble.
Say what?
I say, I hope you're having a good day out there.
Oh, I'm having a very good day. Thank you very much. I just want to call you and tell you in techno terms,
This has gone already. I haven't even made a move for it yet.
That's right.
Wow, what a bunch of maniacs in here.
It's great
pizza. Well, give me just one piece. I know it's great. It's that plain cheese from that Flores' orgasmic over. Look at the size of those pieces. Now, see, we didn't let you down, John. John was getting really distraught and upset. And a little apoplectic, too, I might add. Oh, that's great. Oh, I almost lost it. I'm sorry you can't be here to share it with us, pal.
Oh, but they got shells up here now.
Well, that's great. Go up there and just pig out, okay?
Oh.
Hold on now. I know what he's really thinking up there.
I'm dying over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
1233 at WID. That's what they're all singing today. They've got a little chorus singing over WOLD. They're all singing that song.
Oh, boy.
And it's there. Well, data is already past tense.
I-95. I can hear it now. I can already hear it.
Okay, in case you missed the stories, and if you tuned in late, the big radio news that everybody's buzzing about, I said buzzing about, is Steve, what was his name, Piccoloni?
Purim.
Steve Purim. The four-year-old program director, Y100, is canned. He's out. He's adios. He took them to depths that are just frightening. And I'm sure Sonny Fox is really upset about that. How come Sonny hadn't called us on the air today? I mean, I don't want to beg, but I would think he'd probably be gloating. We gave him all the numbers he wanted. It took a little while. Clem wants to speak. Oh, you want to speak to your buddy again?
Yeah. Hello?
Are you there, Rufus?
I'm here.
Hey, E.
How you doing, Clem?
All right, man. Hey, Granny died.
Huh?
Granny died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I found Gordy.
Another blue-haired bites the dust.
That's right.
Well, she was 95 and a half. She needed to die.
Really?
Had a lifetime script from Red.
Hey, man, why don't you call me Colette, man?
All right, I'll do that after I hang up.
Listen, I found Gordy.
All right, I'll call you Colette.
I'm at work, all right?
Get off Neil's phone.
Oh, I'm sorry, Neil. Hey, I'm a butt plug. What can I say?
I know you're a butt
plug. Ha, 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 ha. Wow.
They're
good together, aren't they?
Aren't they?
In fact, pretty soon they have that show on the weekend at WOLD. In fact, they could have a show on the weekend here. I don't know what I'm... Anybody could have a show on the weekend here. We don't want to get into that, do we? Because things are just too positive. You know, we don't want to throw any monkey wrenches into the works.
Well, I'm personally kind of upset about Gary Noll.
And don't forget...
Yeah,
there
are rumors.
These numbers were before the big draft show Sunday. So by now, we could be doing like a 20 share now.
Oh, my God. I didn't
think
about that.
Oh, yeah. To me, that kind of like put us over the top. We're apologizing for eating on the air here because we know it's bad radio, but we don't give a good flying loop about it, okay? Because I told Boy Gary yesterday, you know, the bus to Louisville leaves in about a half an hour. And he knows it, too. He's got the schedule on his desk. All right, listen, this Saturday we're going to be doing something, really, speaking of that thing, you
OD.
You know what I mean? Okay, 12:39 at WID. Aren't you going to take this pizza? We desperately want you to have it. Oh, Nick's going to get it for you.
Boy.
Wow.
She's shy.
I don't understand it. What did we do?
I don't know.
Okay, so Johnny's going down to give me a diet soda and on his way out. Are you really? That would be great because my diet Pepsi here is just about out. Okay, 21 to 1 at WID. We're having our little ratings party anytime, and we've got two mouths to feed there, so we got to take care of you. And we just, everybody in the station did great. Well, Ranieri did great.
Mm-hmm.
We did incredible.
Incredible.
Steve,
great.
Humongous, sensational. Now, well, no, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Isn't that what Boy Gary said? He said, give us 20 or 30 years. You know what else Boy Gary said?
When I grow up to be.
Okay, let's take a call from Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I got a pig report for you.
Okay.
It's Fort Lauderdale Police in the mornings. Have speed traps set up from now, probably for the next couple of days. I got caught at the first one, and as I got out, there were two others on my way to work.
Hmm.
So I'd like to call the city of Fort Lauderdale Police Department a bunch of subhuman, moronic, douchebag assholes.
Where was this?
This was on Broward, and they had one on 6th Street. And I also heard of... Somebody told me there was one on 19th Street.
Isn't that great? Well, it probably is toward the end of the month. They're down on their quota, you
know. Exactly. So, yeah. Well, the ticket was already printed out with the judge's and the trooper's name and his badge number.
And the speed, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it must have been...
Pass it on. People be careful coming into work in the
must
morning.
Must have been your lucky day. Okay, thanks a lot, pal.
No problem.
Bye. Okay, I don't know what just happened, but look at that. Every line was lit, and we took that one call, and three people dropped off immediately. Well, that's we don't care. We're eating. We're having a good time. We're basking in the glory of those numbers,
mm-hmm.
which by tomorrow will be ancient history. Now, do we have like a little note or a memo that said incredible job?
You mean like they got after the draft show, something like that?
Yeah, that said this was radio at its finest, its shining hour, et cetera.
I haven't seen it
what
yet.
What an incredible, humongous, phenomenal, unbelievable, et cetera. I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, we might still. I doubt it. Wow. Boy, that was really great. See, we didn't let you down, Johnny. We came through for you. So the news is Johnny is alive and safe for at least one more day.
Great people.
Here's a mobile in Palm Beach. Hello.
Neil Bird.
Yes, sir.
Let it suffice to say, tinkle, tinkle.
Yes, sir.
Great ratings. So listen, I got one thing to ask you. Is an au jaune provocateur like soup du jour or something?
He's an au jaune provocateur.
Yeah.
You'd have to ask old country and western Dick Fatherly.
Well, listen.
In between those Willie Nelson records on QAM.
One more thing. I'm only concerned about one thing for you and Bert.
What is that?
The higher your ratings get, and I don't see how they can get much higher, except to be 30 or 40, the closer you guys get to the door. You got to be okay this time, right? I mean,
The closer we get to the door.
Yeah, the no-brain management usually gets nervous when your ratings get too high. And they can't.
Now, one good thing about here, they're always nervous, so it doesn't make any difference what the numbers are.
Good, then you're safe and sound for a while.
Oh, yeah, we're not going anywhere. In spite of what Dennis Collins says.
What does he know?
Not much. That's obvious by the numbers.
Listen, you guys have a great day, and best of luck to you, although you don't need it.
Thanks a lot.
So long.
1242 at WIOD. We have an open line in Palm Beach at 655-WIOD, and one in Broward now, 524-WIOD. 524-9463 on a mindless, moronic, idiotic douchebag show, which is why we're at the top.
That's right, just the way we like it.
What a perfect reflection of America, okay? By the way, you know, I'm still planning out my vacation. It's still in limbo. I got like three or four different, I got a basic tentative thing set up. But I was looking through some of these books. Now, Amsterdam, everybody tells me how great it is, you know, and how
absolutely
wonderful it is.
Yeah.
But I was looking through this one Berlitz book, and it looked like all the people, like the 60s all over again. It looked like all these burnout, washed-out, hippie-ish, grotesque, mung, non-bathing. Is that what it is?
Where?
Have you been there?
Yeah.
No? Nobody hears me?
Seen on TV.
Well, I don't care. You've seen it all. I've seen a lot on TV, too. But actually being there and getting the feel of it is another story. You know what I mean? That's what Phoebe Cates said.
Yeah, see, I've seen Phoebe on TV.
Well, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. We have another Au Jean Provocateur on line four.
Well, what can I tell you?
Another radio troublemaker. Another unemployed radio. Too bad you weren't here today. You would have loved the pizza.
Well, the ratings are just phenomenal.
Aren't they?
What can I tell you?
And that in 40 cents will buy us a watery cup of coffee at Wolfie's, okay, on the beach.
Congratulations, Bird.
Thank you, Stan.
Congratulations, Uncle Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's incredible.
I know.
I mean, it's
shocking.
Incredible. think of what it would be if you got that hot, got rid of that hot 2 to 3 hour.
Now, come on now.
Uh-oh.
Don't start that. Although, you have a point. You know, it's funny because Steve said yesterday that he's a little, miffed with because he has to inherit the 6 to 7 hour sports stock.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I didn't want to say, because Steve, is doing very well. I didn't want to say, we inherit your 2 to 3 hour. Because he would have taken that the wrong way. Steve is so fragile.
But you've been through this exact same thing, Stan. You used to have to take that 6 to 7 news hour.
Yeah, and we used to have to inherit your mediocre 2 to 3 hour, okay? So what goes around comes around.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Stan.
It's pretty phenomenal. What did Wins do in my old-time slot?
Oh, good. Now we're going to have
good
questions. Okay, look at that paper with all that pizza on it. Oh, boy. Just a second now.
I think they went way up to a 2-1, something like that.
Just a minute now. Don't start hyperventilating on us. 3 to 7. Well, we got 25 to 54. That was your strong. You used to have like a 4s and 5s.
The 4s, yeah, 5s.
Well, let's take a look here. WINZ, I'm on the second page. I don't see them. Here they got a 2-1 in 25 to 54. They went up from a 1-9, so they really turned the corner.
Yeah, right.
And 12 plus in afternoons, where you used to have like 4s and 5s. Well, they did on the, not the second page.
Uh-oh.
On the third page, 2-5. So they've lost half the audience, I would say.
Yep. Well, they're obviously very happy with what they've got.
Now, did you hear the rumors about Zeta?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean all these I-95 pins I've got around the house here are going to be worth something?
I think so. I think so.
Are you practicing, Stan? I-95.
Yeah, if you work on it, they might get you right in or do all the voices. Because they're not going to have any live jocks. Of course, that's no different from what they got now.
Right. But can I get the crayon franchise for the new PD?
Boy, I'm telling you, this Isley is just going nuts, isn't he? And, of course, he's another. You remember that article? Who was it? Jicka wrote it? About all the talent that Guy Gannett has let slip through their fingers.
Yeah.
And Keith Isley was a classic example there.
Yep. Well.
Along with some of the rest of us.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's great, Neil.
Have a wonderful life.
Fantastic.
Talk to you later.
Do you have any of the male demographics in your time slot yet?
No.
You don't?
No, but the book will be in a couple of days. We don't want to shoot the thing all in one day.
I can imagine what your
men 25 to 54. We must have like a 15 share.
That's got
to
be
share. Yeah.
It's got to be.
Why would have these women? Why would have these women, man? If we had women like we got men, God only knows what kind of number we
have.
Well,
have me on the show more often. I'll get the women for you.
Like I said. See ya.
Bye.
Wow. Boy, what a day.
Well, see, Stan doesn't terrorize the women as much as he used to, because now that he's married and he's got his little baby, and he's more like kind of domestic.
Much more.
But remember in the beginning of Lion Z, he had those young women just terrified, scared.
It was wild.
And I guess with good reason. Okay, it's 1246 at WID. We have an open line in Palm Beach, 655-WIOD, 655-9463. We're still waiting for our congratulatory call from John Picano at WJNO.
We haven't got that yet?
No, not yet. He's probably had it. You know, we've had a lot of action on it. He's probably had trouble getting through. So we'll try to keep that line open for you so that John Picano can get through from JNO and congratulate us on these astonishingly shocking demographics and great numbers here at WIOD. Boca, hello.
John?
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
We weren't expecting you on the Boca line.
Oh, were you? Your meadow muffins are on the way, Neil.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that was nice of John to call us.
Mm-hmm.
That was real nice.
Okay, we're kind of dwindling down on calls here today, but that's all right. We understand. Trying to even things out a little bit. Boy, this salad. You could eat this for hours.
Man, I know. And you usually do.
But that
do.
Would be wrong because it's bad radio. Isn't it? I wish we could do it. I bet you we could do a 20 share. We could do quality radio like Sunday. At its best. At its best. Two memos that will live in the annals of broadcast history. They will hang those side by side in the Smithsonian Institute.
The Broadcast Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Up
along
in
with
New York.
The program director who wrote them. Who ought to be in an institute right now, as a matter of fact, in a straitjacket. Wow. You notice he had those suspenders back on again today, and he brought in the cigars and the champagne. And just acted like he knew what planet he was on. And he's got that little thing he wears on the back of his shirt that says, which way to Louisville? A question mark. Some of us are getting about ready to show him that right now. He's a good guy. He really, look at, he got our CD player, which we ought to start using. See, I feel guilty because we wasted a lot of time. We've screwed around today. We've been selfish. We've had the show to ourselves. Of course, that's only because nobody wants to call. But it's true. But I think we ought to play a lot more music here, don't you? Now, have you heard any of the music on the air? You certainly must have. Does it sound okay? Does? It's hard to tell in here because that one speaker is... It's purposely bassy so we don't get the highs so it doesn't feedback. You understand that? There are? Well, there are a lot of highs in the building. Most of them in the newsroom went heavy. Let me just see if there's anything in here. By the way, I want to show you something. Don't ever get... See these CDs? This is a set... These have got all... Oh, God, I wanted to blow my brains out. All you oldies collectors out there, don't go getting carried away and buying a whole bunch of a new series until you listen to one and make sure that it sounds even remotely like the original ones, okay? Even just remotely. Like on Zeta, where it sounds remotely like you've heard something like that before, but you don't know what the name of the song is. The acid, do you know
perfect
what that means?
Example.
What does that mean? The acid casualty T-shirts. What does that mean? I mean, I know they got one guy in the show who's an acid casualty. And he's a good guy. He's our buddy. Well, at least till today he was. And then tomorrow he's doing what? He's doing a part...
Oh, yeah, in a video.
Is he really?
That's the rumor. This is rumor day.
Julio Iglesias. Radio Julio Iglesias video. That found 12. 10 minutes till 1 at WIOD. Something for me to sign... Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. What's the date today, 25th?
Yeah.
Great. Now, this makes my day. Next to the ratings, this is the best number I've seen all day. That's great. Okay, Sharon, thank you so much. Have a wonderful life. 1257 at WIOD.
We want to congratulate Larry Kent, the winner of the Florida lottery.
You guys name was Larry Kent?
Larry Kent is his name.
But not our Larry Kent.
No, this guy's from Roswell, Georgia.
Oh.
But even in honor, we still want to congratulate him.
Well, Larry, of course, a giant in the radio industry in this market, who's been around for at least 6 or 7 years. I'd love to get Larry and Boom Boom on the same show together.
Oh, my God.
And we could get like a phone number like 7-7-7, and it could like alternate, you know, every other 7. Oh, Super Saturday. Howard County, hello. Howard County, hello. Howard County, hello. Howard County, hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to hear Ricky Ticky do a talk-up to people who've got to be free. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, and then step on it.
had a couple of questions concerning the ratings.
Yes, sir. Anything you want. I got numbers here that haven't been invented yet for stations that aren't on the air anymore.
Yeah. I wonder what would happen if all those monitors that are out there got a diary. Would they be realistic and put you down or what?
Well, for all we know, they may have. So we might be doing a 20 share for all we know.
Yeah, right? You never know.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about our favorite afternoon radio personality, Irene Richards.
Oh, Irene. Well,
yeah.
Irene, let's see.
She's probably in tears that you left her out.
No, she didn't do too bad. She had a 3.8 in 12 in 12+. Now, wait a minute. That was up from a 3.6. That's not so bad. Yeah. And in 25 to 54, what did I say? Because I don't want to have to look through all this again. We already, Johnny and I looked that up somewhere here.
Well, she has a lot of problems.
I'll look it up, okay?
You guys be...
Because I got, like, pages and pages.
Gentle with
pages.
Her. She has a lot of problems.
Does she really? Wow, I think you created most of them, okay?
Irene.
All right, let's... oh, you are so brutal. Don't listen to him, sir. It's just sour grapes. You know, all those former Gloves personalities, man. They just get all bent out of shape, and then Budell doesn't show up on ratings day again. Did you notice he wasn't there this morning again?
Well, the ratings went down.
She's always been flat.
Yeah, I think Irene
was about
flat.
The ratings.
Oh, ratings. Oh.
I'll look them up during the news, and we'll have them for you right in the big 1 to 2 hour.
Okay.
Have a good one. Okay. Well, while we're searching frantically for Irene's listeners, just like we are in love, we're going to pause now. And, of course, April Wortham, who hasn't got any idea what this is all about, but is having a good time with it anyway. She's got the, here it is, 25 to 54. We do it real quick now. 5.5 to a 5.2. Not bad, Irene. Good job. We'll be back at 105.
It's the 1 to 2 hour.
Well, that's easy for you to say. Okay, 105 at WIOD. The winner book is, by the way, Andrew Reese from Jewels are by us. I did get that little thing, and I appreciate it. It was great, and thank you very much. What a day, huh? That big 1 to 2 hour. Did they all applaud in the hallway? They pat you on the back and say, incredible job, unbelievable, keep up the great work.
Nobody
talked to you?
Well,
even Phil?
I didn't see.
Well, they're probably all out to their big executive lunches now, planning all the gifts that they're going to give.
It's quiet out there. Yeah.
Here's a call from Chronic Productions. This must be one of our inside people here. Hello.
Good morning, or good afternoon. We just want to congratulate you guys from Miami Lakes Tech and Chronic Productions.
Well, thank you. We couldn't have done it without your stuff.
Well, I'm real happy, you know, we're real happy for you guys who like to think.
Hey, you don't have nothing to do. Wait a minute. Spike Wise just came in here. You don't have nothing to do with this station. Here's a finger for you, Spike.
Great job. Way to go.
Yeah. Get out of here. Get out of here. By the way, GTR had a fluke book, by the way. Can you believe this Spike Wise coming in here now? Yeah, bring some more champagne, okay? I think he already drank it all. So anyway,
we don't pay for a book, and the only way we can get the numbers is through you. We're wondering if you can give us some of those 18 to 34 overall numbers.
Overall?
Yeah.
Well, you mean like...
The only one you gave us was Snooze.
You mean for like the week, right?
No, for the winter book.
But I mean like for the whole week. Now don't start testing my patience, as they say in my doctor's office. 18 to 34, let's see, those are on these strange little light pages. Okay, you want 18 to 34,
yeah, like
6...
Hot and GTR.
In what, morning?
Overall.
Boy, I'm going to start getting really upset. Okay, here we go. 7 to midnight, I can't find it. Here it is, I finally got it. Well, we got 400 things here. Hot, 14.9.
Oh.
I know. GTR, 10.7.
No reaction.
A power 7.5.
Nothing.
Gloves.
No, I'm not reacting because I'm writing these down.
Oh, Gloves 94.
They're reacting in the other room, believe me.
Are they really? I hear it. And if they'd, make about 2-4 feet in between each other, they'd probably be a lot better off. Love 94, 5.6. What 100? 5.4.
How about XDJ?
Wax EFM at a 5, and that's Zeta.
It'll be a while.
XDJ, if I keep reading, we'll have to be at the end of the show before we get to that. Here's Magic. They're not on the second page. They're on the third page. They went from a 4.7 to a 2.5 in 18 to 34 is on WXOFF.
Critical. How about Zeta?
I just gave you that. You see, you got to be real quick. 3.8. But Zeta's like, Zeta's basically history, you know what I'm saying?
And what'd you guys do? Overall.
Overall?
18 to 34.
You mean the station?
Yeah.
WIOD, 18 to 34, probably didn't do much. We had a 6-1, 10 to 3. But WIOD 18 to 34, I can't imagine it was much of any number. Let me see. WIOD, is it on here anywhere? Or did we make the first four sheets? It's got to be. Yeah, 3-1. It's
okay,
not so bad.
Test your patience one more time.
One more, and that's it.
Okay.
Because even I'm falling asleep now.
Afternoons and nights, 18 to 34 for GTR.
For GTR. Boy, this is a pretty intensive call here. Let's see. 3 to 7 p.m., WGTR, 18 to 34, at 11 share, up from a 7-6. And at night, 7 to midnight, WGTR had a 7-3.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I like that 11.
See ya.
Take care.
Bye. Okay, here's some fact stuff now, and this is the Lexington Stakes at Keeneland. Who do you like, it says. This is going to be on 4 to 5 p.m. on ESPN on the Lexington Stakes. Got a chance to pick a horse here today. We already picked at Hialeah. This, of course, is at Keeneland. You know, Keeneland is the only track in America that does not have a track announcer.
How can that be?
They don't. They just run the races. There's no track announcer at all. They're just silent. And, of course, Dave Johnson does it on television. But let's see. Foxy Reality with Randy Romero. Charlie Barley with Robin Platts. I'm picking Charlie Barley, okay? I like the name, and I like Robin Platts. He's a Canadian jockey. Detonated, which is kind of like, what's that word again? What is it?
Detonated?
No, that word we were using earlier.
Oh, Dilemma.
Dilemma.
Yeah.
I better write that down. I can't remember. With Donald Brumfield. Dispersal with Chris Antley. Oh, gee, now Chris Antley is the hottest jockey in the country. He's burning him up in New York. He's had a winning race every day for 59 days in a row. He's won at least one race. The old record was 29. Even money in a morning line. Dispersal, with, that's your kind.
Uh-huh.
Notation with Pat Day. America's Friend with Early Fires. Majesty's Imp with Craig Perrett. And Bionic Prospect with Jacinto Vasquez.
Dispersal.
Yeah, okay, he's going with the even money chalk. He'll probably go up about 2 to 5. It'll be like another Frosty the Snowman for 240. So take about 40,000 and plunge your brains out. All the bridge jumpers can bet on this one. Dispersal with Chris Antley at even money. He'll probably win, but I'm going with Charlie Barley with Robin Kissington Stakes at Kissington Stakes at Kissington Stakes at Keeneland this afternoon. Keeneland this afternoon, 4 to 5 p.m. on ESPN. Wow, and it's even got the racing form here. Look at that, which you can't read, but it's exciting. Charlie Barley won his last start, but you could go blind trying to read this on a fax machine. Detonated has been in the money. Dispersal is the one you picked. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's won 3 out of 4, and the last time he was second by half a length. Drifted out, it says. Okay, well, anyway, we don't want to get into that. I don't think those are that bad. They may have not used them, but they're not that bad. The quality isn't that great, but they're not that bad,
huh? We like them.
They're not like the W Snooze jingles. Those are probably great, but we don't have... don't you understand? We don't have anywhere to play them. We've got no facility to do anything here. We don't have any production studio.
Real in here.
What? Can you imagine what number we could have if this were a real radio station?
Yeah, no real to real.
Wow.
Where?
Are you going nuts now? Are you getting out of control? We're going to put a reel-to-reel in here, too. We got a CD player. We got overhead speakers. We got a triple-deck cart machine down there. And you want a reel-to-reel in here and make it like a real radio station? Cut it out. We like to give the competition a little handy crap anyway, okay? All right, we do have one open line in Dade County. I don't know what the hell's going on in Dade because they're taking a little siesta now. I don't think anybody south of... what's like the demarcation line? Is it south of 79th Street? Nobody speaks English in Dade County? There's something going on
there. They do take siestas south of 79th Street every day from noon to 2. Did you know that in Dade County?
Well, I guess it starts here in this building. They started the trend. Hollywood, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Bird. Congrats on your ratings.
Thank you.
You got a terrific show. I've been listening about a year and a half now, and I've enjoyed every second of it. I'm on the road.
I wish I could say the same.
I've been traveling on the road. I'm a traveling nurse. And unfortunately, for the past couple months, I haven't been able to listen to your show because I bought an MG and the radio won't turn to AM.
Oh, my God. Well, you take it back where you bought it and tell them to get them straightened out or else.
They're fixing it today so I can get to listen to you tomorrow.
Thank God.
But continued success on a great show, and I really do enjoy it.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, she was nice, wasn't she?
Very nice.
What happened?
What a terrible problem. I never heard of such a thing.
No AM?
God.
FM is obsolete, isn't it?
Kit with it.
I love When we first came over here, I loved it. The day that Alice, remember we were having that little thing back and forth?
Oh, sure.
And I had to tune into Alice, which took years off my life. And he was whining like he always did. Ah, well, one day he says FM is dead, and then he's on AM, and it's FM. Yeah. Well, I may wiggle wobble, as Les Cooper would say, on that particular subject. But one thing we know beyond a shadow of a doubt is that W. Snooze is dead, okay? I mean, these numbers prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Can there be any question at all?
No, there is no question. We have here today, out of the New Enquirer, we have a little poll that was taken.
Do we?
And Oprah...
There are a lot of people in this building have a little poll.
Oprah is the runaway favorite of Enquirer readers when it comes to talk show hosts. She is number one. She got 44.4% of the votes, more than double the second place, which, of course, is...
Rush Limbaugh.
Geraldo.
Oh, my God. Geraldo, I told you America's not well, didn't I?
Yeah, this is really... Sally Jesse was third with 15%. Phil Donahue, long regarded as the top dog of talk show hosts, placed a distant fourth. And
You know what they say about Donahue.
He's an au jour provocateur.
And TV Motormouth Morton Downey Jr. was fifth. And in last place, ladies and gentlemen, can we have a drum roll?
Well, I don't have a drum roll in there, but I think you'll like this better.
Perfect. Larry King.
Oh, yeah.
Larry King.
Well, it was the Whacker
best.
Twist. And Larry, of course, used to be on his station when it was WCKR,
exactly.
The old Whacker on the radio.
See how it all ties together? It's unbelievable, isn't it? The Whacker Twist.
Yeah.
Think
Larry
about
King.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think about it. Lake Worth, hello.
This is John Picano.
Well, sounded like John was about ready to hit the bottom of the bowler, didn't it? Okay, we have an open line. Look at that. Boca dropped off at the same time. They dropped off like in tandem. 278 WIOD in Boca. Even Veg didn't call today to congratulate us on a radio.
Shocking.
You know, all you chronics, like Paul Harvey at least, I can't say much for him because he's really a pain in the ass, but at least today he called in, a book came out, and he had the common decency to, you know, deflect his own egotistical, egomaniacal crap and, you know, have a little something to say about us, okay?
Yeah.
But the rest of these professional, sycophantic, moronic, douchebag, subhuman, whatever they are, you notice they won't do that.
Well, Cox did call in.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
they're the only two chronics.
I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Okay, it's way. You think you're playing that buzzer enough? But not yet. Don't panic. It's not yet. We don't want anybody on the line to get nervous. Fort Lauderdale, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to thank you before I give you my little spy report. I just had an incredible out-of-radio experience at about 1 o'clock.
You had
there was no delay.
You had an auto-erotic experience?
There was no delay, and I was freaking out, and I'm like, God, I hope Neil picks up on me first so I can tell him before he...
When was that? Coming out of the 1 o'clock news?
Yeah, and then just real gradually, it was like, oh, there's a one-second delay, and then there's a two-second delay. It was like I was on
drugs.
Well,
guess what? That's how it works.
Really?
It kind of like builds up, like other things. You know,
yeah,
it just kind of builds up to a crescendo.
It was climactic, yeah.
And then in your case, it just kind of peters out.
Yeah. I just wanted to call and give you the great news. You're going to be spinning around like a dreidel in about 3 seconds, so get ready to light your cigar back up.
Mm.
Cliff O'Neill is retiring from the weekly news effective this week. He's moving to Washington.
He's moving to what?
Washington, of all God forbid.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
So the weekly news just...
Well, then he can listen to the Howard Stern show in Washington, right?
Right.
Oh, boy.
This will be a good experience for him all around.
Yeah, a good learning experience.
His last editorial is going to be in tomorrow's issue, and he says he's going to rip everybody that's ever ripped him, so your name will probably be in there.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, I hope he spells it right.
I hope so, too.
Because remember, what goes around...
comes around.
You, so to speak.
Can you give me a buzz before I go?
Well... it all depends on what you had in mind.
Take care, Neil.
See ya.
Huh. Well,
now they're asking
day.
To get buzzed, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Well,
this has really been a day. We've had more news, rumors, and stories just today.
Yeah, right
weeks.
From the beginning. Remember
yeah.
right in the beginning
oh,
we got
the first
that Zeta
call.
Stuff? And then we had, who was that? Dennis Reese.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what? I really missed out. I should have thought of it. And then when he got into that rumor, I was so shocked I didn't know whether to scream or eat the microphone. I wanted to ask him about that night at old I-95 when he had all those kids in their underwear in the studio. Because I keep telling you about it. And a lot of people think I'm making that up or I was wishful thinking. And it's a true story.
Well,
and the Metro Police came and chased everybody the hell out of there.
I'm sure he'll call back in a couple days.
And we were pretty PO'd about it, too. Okay, it was getting to look pretty interesting.
Oh, excuse me. We got oh, this one. What's that? We got... Yeah, this is bad radio, okay? We only got an 8-6 in 25 to 50. We're only number one, but it's bad radio. See, what you don't understand, boy, Gary, is that in this market, bad radio is good radio. It's like the kids, they say, boy, that was really bad. They mean it was good, okay? So if he says... maybe wait a minute. Maybe he's talking kid talk, okay? He said that was bad radio.
It is, boy,
it
Gary.
It just dawned on me. He's giving us a stinking compliment, okay? He said, man, that was bad. And when he said the other thing was really good, he meant it sucked. Now I'm beginning to understand this kid, okay? See, when you got like a four-year-old program director, you got to learn a whole different... You know, we got a little generation gap there.
We weren't even thinking.
Like about 42 years. Okay, here's a constant comment, I'm sure, about our male callers. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes.
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm a reject from Nazareth College for Women. Does that ring any bells?
In Rochester.
No.
No, Nazareth College
is... Kalamazoo.
In Kalamazoo?
Right.
Well, if you say so. I don't know. Sure. It's been a rough life. You know, I get them confused.
All right. Congratulations, by the way, on your ratings.
Thank you, Kathy.
We do care.
Well, a few. Care enough to send their very best.
I'm finding, though, a lot of your male listeners, as soon as they say, oh, yeah, I listen to Neil Rogers. He's great. Mm-hmm. They have to issue a disclaimer. They say, I mean, I'm not gay or anything, mind you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, that,
and as soon as they
like
say that,
anyway.
You know what that means.
Yes.
That means that they're, you know, wearing puce underwear.
I think so.
Yeah.
Very insecure, at least.
Exactly. Well, see, part of that, now my audience is used to that because I've been out of the closet for like almost 13 years on the air here, so it's not a big deal. But there's a certain segment of the people, the crossover Steve Kane audience, his guys are very insecure, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So like when he does these shows about the guy breastfeeding and about all these other weird things that Steve gets into, his guys call up and they want to be like patted on the head and reassured that they're okay. You know, they want to make sure that they would never do any of these things.
They wouldn't, I'm sure.
And the amazing part of it is if you listen closely, you can tell they're usually calling in pairs together on the phone, which tells me a lot.
I think so. Anyway, good luck. Keep up the good work. We really do care.
Thanks, Kathy.
Like
you have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah, I listen to that show, but of course I'm straight. Just like a lot of guys in the business who are always, you know, mm-hmm. Sure. 126 at WIOD.
Everybody doing the WCKR twist. All the DJs are moving to the WCKR twist. Biggie Nevins and Buddy Holliday are doing the Wacker twist.
Wow.
Twist, twist. The WCKR twist.
I mean, there's no discussion of situations, of events, of social problems or anything else. It's just shock radio.
You know the bad part. You know that's the end.
Johnny Midnight and Rick Shaw are doing the WBKR twist.
127 at WIOD. We have an opening in Broward now, which is pretty shocking. Broward's been pretty mediocre today. I got to, you know, the fact that that one line is out, I don't think it makes too much difference. Broward's been very, very fair weather today. 524 WIOD, 524-9463. Probably a lot of the listeners in Broward are busy standing across the lake, across from my house, looking to see if my satellite dish is still up there with their hand over their eyebrows. Like, what's that? What is that over there? And running all around, you know, in little circles.
Wow.
Because that's my philosophy. When in question or in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. That, I like that, by George. Let's go to Miami. Hello.
Neil, Bert, how are you?
Okay, pal. Hey, pasa.
Nothing. Nothing's happening yet.
Yeah.
Neil.
Nothing on this end either.
I was going to ask you for something. Could you play that? I know you don't like requests. And
hey, let me tell you something. You sound desperate enough. What is it that you want?
the Michael Tyson song.
Oh,
I haven't heard it in a while.
No, that's not really a
it's
song.
It's not really a song, but
he doesn't really sing.
We can
too
debate
much.
It while I'm looking for it. We can debate, is it a song? Is it a bit? Is it a comedy thing? It's something. It's something.
It's something.
Well, it's in a machine right now. How do you like that?
Oh, that's great. And I want to congratulate you guys on the rating of your show. We love your show here.
Thanks. And you even admit it, right?
Yeah.
In spite of what all your friends say.
No, it's true. We love it. And
okay.
Before I go, can you belch and buzz me off? That'll
let me just say this to you, okay? That cart is in a machine now. I'd hate for you to lose it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know.
In other words, you got me to do something that I almost never do, and now it's like you're backing out of it.
Yeah. No.
It's like winning the lottery and then burning the ticket, you know?
It's just that's bad radio, and
I know.
Well,
but bad is good.
Yeah, I know.
And this has been a bad call, believe me. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Well, congratulations, Mr. Kane. We've done it again. A miracle, okay?
I did. What I missed were your house numbers.
You know, I am so upset with you. I gave your number so many times. I give it. And those. I get what
you over and over.
Excuses. When a book comes out, you don't have time to be running around.
Yeah, it's priorities.
Silly
Steve-o.
Stuff. Okay.
Come on, get it.
25 to 54. WIOD, the Steve Kane Show, number three in the market with a 5.5, your highest ever. In 25 to 54, Alice, not on the second page. Barely made it to the third page at the very bottom with a 1.6, his lowest ever. So you, like 3.5 times his 25 to 54 number. And, of course, in 12 plus in the afternoon, you had a 4.7, which I think is your highest number ever. And Alice had a 3. So he's right on the edge of dipping into the twos.
How about 65?
Well, the interesting part of it is, now listen to that. You're joking, but 30... See, when the 35 to 64s came in, I said, finally something Dennis Collins can get excited about. But unfortunately, it just didn't materialize.
Well, now there's 35-64. Well, you know what that means.
That means they're all 65 plus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 35 to 64, for example, what did we have? We had a 7-8 in midday. Sandy. Oh, Sandy, man. She just disappeared from the face of the earth. She's not even on the third page. Sandy, are you on here at all? Let me look again. That was unfair. Sandy. 35 to 64. We had a 7-8. Sandy had a 2-5. You had a 5-7, and Alice had, not on the second page, a 2-2.
2-2.
35 to 64. So, obviously, virtually all of their audience is over 65. What little they got, because they've only got, what did they have, a 3-1? We had a 5-1. They had a 3-2, and Wins had a 3-1. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's not just the 12-plus numbers aren't sufficient to give the story. The real story is when you break down the demographics, they got nothing 18 to 34. They got very little 25 to 54. And even 35 to 64, they've gone way down. Their audience is getting older by the minute, okay? So when they start giving out that 5 or 1, you know that they know their audience, all right?
Did you say Alice had a 2-2?
A 2-2. He's going to be wearing it this afternoon.
Hi, everybody. This is Safety Officer Mike Tyson, heavyweight champ of the world, your baddest dude around, the baddest driver around, too, with your driving tip of the day. A few months ago, I was in a Kmart with my ex-wife, Robin Gibbons. I can't believe it. Maybe you read about her in the papers. Anyway, she buys me one of these cute little Garfield the cats with a suction cup feet, which I stuck on the window of my car when we left the store. On the way home, I drove into a tree. I can't believe it. Maybe you read about it in the papers. I couldn't see the tree because a damn cat was in my way. Robin said I was stupid to stick Garfield on the windshield. I mean, that's really bitchy to me. I mean, call the heavyweight champ of the world stupid? Now, that's stupid. So I faked Robin a left, and I took her out with a clean right hand, knocked it right down completely. First, a standing eight count. I couldn't believe it. Maybe you read about that in the papers. Anyway, my attitude toward Garfield the cat has really been affected greatly. I mean, in fact, if I see you driving around with Garfield the cat in your car, I may lose complete control. I don't know what'll happen. Maybe you'll read about that in the papers, too.
All right, now just try to relax, will you, please? 1:32 at WIOD. All these rumors flying back and forth.
Boy, what a rumor day.
Steve today, sex surrogates, another sex show. That's what we love. Don't get much, but we love it. Therapist or prostitute, sex surrogates. And I hate to say this because I like Marilyn Volker. She's a very, very nice lady. But I've watched that on TV, you know, on the really intellectual shows like Geraldo. And I don't buy it, you know?
You don't buy what?
Well, they're not selling it to me, but the whole thing there, to me, it's like prostitution.
It is?
Yes.
I don't know.
It is.
I haven't decided.
Get out of here, will you?
I haven't decided.
Get out
of town. Listen to the show.
Do we have any calls about Amsterdam, by the way? Are the people there really as ugly as I think they are? We didn't have one stinking call about that, did we? Oh, man. You know, we could have a 97 share and still would not talk about anything that we talk about. Anyway, by the way, amazingly enough, they're getting incredible response on the Stanley Cup contest at Sports Channel of Florida, even with that long, convoluted address,
yeah,
which shocks the daylights out of me.
B. If you liked Fly, the movie, Fly, the remake, Fly 2, the sequel, you'll love the album, Fly and the Family Stone. Album Fly and the Family Stone.
Get through the mucus.
Get it today.
Get through the mucus.
Take it home.
Get through the mucus.
And get a buzz on.
Get through the mucus.
Oh, yeah? Well, we're right in the middle again of a real intensive thing here, and that stuff runs out. They got to make those bits a little bit longer.
I did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took care of that.
Well, take care of it again. 137 at WIOD. It's a little ratings party here. Everybody's just celebrating AM, FM, PM, and they're even having a big BM up at the front of the building now. It's about time. Lauderdale Lakes, hello.
Congratulations, Neil.
Thank you so much, sir.
I got a Morton Downey Jr. spy report. Just came over the news.
Yeah.
Can I get a drum roll?
Wait a minute. Oh, boy, now they're asking for drum rolls. What a maniac. Well, just a second here. We might be able to do it. I wouldn't bet. Yeah.
Today in a Los Angeles County airport, Morton Downey Jr. went into the men's room and was thrown down by three young punks. His hair was cut, and they painted a swastika on his face.
Just another routine day for Mort.
You got it.
Yeah.
Hey, since everybody in the business is listening today, can I do a I-95 audition?
Okay, here we go, ladies and
all
gentlemen.
Right.
Our first one.
I-95!
Not bad.
Not bad.
Well, I'll give your name and number to Rose, okay?
Thank you very much.
See ya, although God only knows where Rose is going to be. Wow. Poor Rose. What's he going to do now? Didn't he bought a house, a townhouse?
We told him not to do
that. I told him don't buy a house, especially with your track record. Yeah. It doesn't have to be old to be a classic. You know what we ought to do now? We ought to play something in honor of Rose. What is it called? Oh, I know what it's called. It's in the rack here, too. Now, seriously, this is going to be so perfect for this day. Here it is. And we know that Rose is probably monitoring right now, waiting to see all the disgusting things we're going to say about him, even if they are true.
Excellent.
Peter Bulger was a normal man with a new bride, a lovely home, and a cushy, low-profile job. Normal, that is, until just 3 weeks ago.
Peter, is that you?
Of course.
How is the traffic?
Fine.
Peter Bulger is suffering from Glenn Hill disease.
Our car insurance has been revoked, Peter. Are you okay, Peter?
Fine. Everything's fine. Just great.
Glenn Hill disease is a nervous disorder, similar to Neil Rogers disease, but even more debilitating.
Petey Weedy, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Call me Mr. Curious.
Oh, God, are you a man or a bird?
Don't let this pathetic creature become a bird brain. Send your contribution today and help us find a cure.
Oh, don't do that.
Why not?
We need the eggs.
Well, they sure laid a big one over there, I'll tell you that. 140 at WIOD. We have one open line. It's in Dade County. If you want to get in for those last 10 minutes where we... You think we're using that buzzer enough? Oh, God. I want to tell you, seriously, if they opened up Mike Disney's head and Boy Gary on the same day, they had like twin operations, it would be the shock. Remember when Geraldo opened up Al Capone's vault? It would be similar without the bottle, okay? Similar finding. I said, you know, I said, what we's great. When they say that's great, when they say that's great, when they say that's great, when they start understanding it, you start understanding it, you start understanding it, you're in trouble.
Oh.
You're in trouble.
Oh.
You're in trouble.
Oh, good point.
Because if we start relating to them.
Oh.
I mean, we got a lot of pinheads out there, but at least they got an IQ of, in a plus, maybe only one or two. But at least it's in the plus column. They don't owe points. Okay, here's some Amsterdam information on four.
Hi.
Hi.
What would you like to know about the people in Amsterdam? I lived near there for many years.
Well, they don't look like burnt-out hippies with beards, and they don't look like something out of the 60s, do they?
No, those are only the tourists you're talking about. They hang around your American Express, and they sit there on this, whatever the statue is, I've forgotten by now, and they wait for money from home. They're trying to find themselves, but I don't think they've had any luck.
Yeah.
But the women look like men in Holland, and...
Well, that could be a little dangerous.
And
though, yeah.
They always have a wonderful soccer team, I must say. Their Dutch football team.
You mean
really
the women?
Great. No, no, no.
Oh, the guys,
I don't know what the women do, but they make meatballs, you know, things like that. And food is, they have a lot of Indonesian food in them.
Yeah, I read about that. It sounds pretty good, too, huh?
Yeah, well, there are also some beautiful hotels there. Now, the most gracious one there is the Amstel, right on the Amstel River.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, one of these old-world hotels with a birdcage elevator. And
birdcage, yeah.
That's right, and all the birds go up in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's a nice place, and everybody goes. There's not too the most wonderful museum in the world you'll find in Amsterdam.
Great.
The Rijksmuseum.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a lot of relics here, though, too, you know.
I know, but I'm a relic, too. What can I do?
Well, that's all right. We all hope to be.
But I'm a swinging relic.
Well, that's what counts.
Yeah,
wow.
Listen.
So, in other words, you like it, right? Because I'm not 100%, you know.
100% of what, Amsterdam?
I'm not 100% sure where I'm going.
Oh, 90%. Well, I lived in Europe for 15 years. I'll leave my number. Call me. I can tell you where to go.
Well, listen, I don't have to call you. A lot of people tell me where to go every day.
Yeah, well, that's a different place.
Yeah. Well, probably close by.
I want to ask you one question,
yes.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Did they rate any of the weekend talk show hosts?
For some reason they didn't give me the weekends, and I think I know why.
Why?
Because the weekends here were pretty disastrous. But I don't have any numbers for the weekend this time. When the whole book comes in a few days, we'll have that.
Yeah, I want to ask you something else. What did they rate, Craig?
They don't have ratings for overnight.
Oh, they don't? They just have them for the morning drive time?
Till 1 in the morning, yeah. Well, from 5 in the morning till 1 in the morning.
Yeah, well, anyway, I think I'm going to tune in to you from now on. You've got a lively... if you don't mind having somebody that's beyond 35.
Hey, listen, we'll take anybody.
Oh, yeah, gee, thanks.
No, I don't mean it that way.
No,
I mean,
no,
as long as you're...
pulling your leg.
As long as you're breathing and you got a sense of humor, that's all.
Yeah, I have a great sense of humor.
Believe me, some of our people stopped breathing years ago.
Yeah, well, I breathe occasionally.
Okay.
Listen, you know who recommended me to listen to you? I can't give his name, but it was a talk show host from another station.
Well, sure you can give his name.
No, I really can't do that, Tim, because he's just fighting to hold on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, good luck, Neil.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
The information. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, we have a sizzling call, ladies and gentlemen, on the hotline.
Hi, Neil.
It's Phil Frantic Saltzman from Hialeah.
My.
Well, see, you
Hi,
forgot
Bert.
All about
How you
it.
Doing?
So much going on. Phil,